This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. This is our weekly get-together, our overview. Well, we have a daily get-together on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The stories from Talkers Magazine. We spend the hour talking with our reference points, some of the things we've talked about during the week on the DJV program, as an ancillary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. So Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. I sometimes go through the stories, the top 10, the list, and also the top 10 people list, and then go back. And I want to spend more time on some of these things, but I know we won't because they aren't at the top of the list. And sometimes the stuff that's at the top of the list, like COVID's been there for a long time, and there have been weeks when there wasn't much new. It just became the same discussion.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. My friend, we thought they'd never end. Yeah. So anyway, we'll enumerate the stories from the charts for the week of August 16th to the 20th. And let's see where that goes. At number 10, the whole business of social media bias, privacy issues, the kinds of things that come up, the things that we talk about. Sometimes maybe we'll take some of these things apart during the trending section later on in this half hour of the program. At number 9, immigration and race relations, you know, all of that. So again, it's a catch-all kind of. China relationships, number 8. That's got a special place, not in my heart, but in my gut. For most people, they don't seem to be tuned into what really is going on in our relationship with China. Number 7, our economy, taxes, activity on the market, I'm talking about stock market. Number 6, the California recall. Jennifer, we'll spend some time talking about that and where it's going. Climate change or the focus on the weather. Hurricanes. We've got how many hurricanes this week? 3, I think. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This past week we've had an influence of 3, and through the course of this weekend there'll be more. At number 4, the situation with crime and punishment, sort of violence in our country, continues to escalate. Violence around the world is escalating. People are ticked off, and for good reason. Not that that's the way to handle it, but so much the story of the police officer, the lady in Chicago that got killed. It's just like a bad movie or a bad TV show, Chicago PD, only this was real. Number 3, the situation in our education system. Masking is only one of the issues. We just are falling apart. The education system in this country is so broken. And now people are beginning to realize it as we go back to school, frankly. Number 2, COVID. And number 1 is Afghanistan. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, Nancy Pelosi, Governor Cuomo, Mike Lindell, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder, Dr. Fauci, Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. All right, let's talk about, let's go to the heart of the matter here. The I noticed that the Truman Project, you know what that is, ladies? The Truman Project, a bunch of people that used to work for the federal government, the National Security Office, a lot of diplomats, that sort of thing. They have urged the president to extend our troop presence in Afghanistan beyond the end of the month to help get the people out of there that are vulnerable. So how many people are we talking about? How many people are coming to America? How many people are going to other countries? And how are other countries handling the immigration status? These people, you know, you saw this the youngster who is on the youth soccer team in Afghanistan, 17 years old, fell off the plane and got killed.
He fell off the plane and got killed because he was so desperate to get out of Afghanistan. Look, keep in mind that whether you thought we should have ever been there or not, that we have been there for 20 years. And with our presence came a stabilizing force that allowed women to reach some of their full potential, not have to cover their face and their hair and their body.
There's a lot of good that came from it,
And they were able to serve the military. Those women are being assassinated in the streets. I mean, they are... It's insane because you have the Taliban saying, well, we're going to grant amnesty to all these women.
Women
who follow Sharia law, and at the same time, they're killing them. And those are the lucky ones because the other women are being, if they're young enough, being sold as brides. And if they're old enough, they're being raped and tortured. And there's a story that just came out recently that said that door-to-door, the Taliban is going door-to-door looking for anybody that didn't just help Americans but helped our allies that worked for the military. Many people in Kabul did. That's what they were doing. And they're killing them. And they found people
just
who
killing
now,
them. They're
torturing
them. Beheading them.
That's right.
They're torturing them, they behead them.
Well, and also what's kind of troubling is that over and over again, you've got a lot of factions within the government pointing at each other, right? You have the executive branch with Joe Biden. You have the Pentagon. You have the State Department. And you have the Department of Defense. They're all kind of like going – and the Intel community that are saying, you know, everybody else screwed this up. But when asked, all of these departments –
we screwed it
when
up.
When asked how many people – how many Americans are there, they don't even know. And they had to eat a lot of crow this week because – you had Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin and the State Department spokesperson all coming out at different times saying that the people who are being returned home and evacuated home are not going to have to pay for their return. Well, now it's being revealed because you have to pay to be repatriated. And so now, even though they said that, as people are getting on this plane to escape Afghanistan, they're being asked for promissory notes of $2,000 to actually even get them out of Afghanistan.
Who is? You lost me on this one. How does this work? Who's asking for the money?
The government.
Our government?
Our government said this week that there would not be, that they would waive the cost of the repatriation fees because of the emergency
repatriation
crisis.
Would assume... The word assumes that they are coming back to
coming
America.
Coming back. They're being evacuated.
America.
Correct.
So these are American citizens who are in Afghanistan. We're trying to get out.
We're continuing to charge them. The State Department is still asking them to sign away $2,000 promissory notes if they want to board the flight to evacuate, if they're lucky enough to get to the airport because the Taliban has seized the checkpoint and is really not allowing that many people in and out of the airport in Kabul.
Wow.
$2,000. I mean, come
but
on.
That's like, but that's been around for a while because I have family who are American citizens. Well,
but
I'm just
they
saying,
said
waiving
it
is appropriate. Right, waiving
correct.
It is appropriate. But that's
but
that's
not.
Just there is a. Okay, well that's been around forever. I don't even know who put that into law, but that is not a new thing.
Of course, and under normal circumstances, it's appropriate. But this week they were asked, are they going to have to pay that repatriation fee? And the State Department said, no, we are going to handle those costs. Meanwhile, they're still asking people who are leaving Afghanistan right now to sign promissory notes for $2,000. I mean, this just shows you how ridiculous his effort is.
Yeah, but the whole thing is a mumble-jumble mess of bad management. That you can easily, no matter what side you're on, you can easily see that. So there's also video this week showing that the Taliban is taking all these vehicles that we left over there and the firearms that we left over there.
Yeah, and you know what we're doing now? we're going to bomb all of our old equipment that we left there. So
if they try to take it, yeah.
Well, they already have it.
Well, I've seen the images of it. It's in a big parking lot.
The American taxpayers paid for thousands of armored vehicles, 40 planes, the intelligence informational stuff that's there. So they're going to blow up everything. This is great for the military-industrial complex. Fabulous for them.
The thing that I have to look into this more, but this is not just all U.S. given equipment. This is all of our allies too. So who are we to bomb their stuff as well? I don't know.
It's not in our ownership anymore, and our allies already are ticked because Biden didn't talk to them at all. He finally talked to Boris Johnson, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday evening of this week. That's one of the criticisms, is that it was later than that, actually, because it was after he spoke and he got a lot of heat because he made the decision, he gets everybody out, he does it in a terrible way, he never consulted our allies. And what did he run on? He ran on unifying. He ran on being the adult in the room.
But this was a publicly known plan, because you also
criticized it, Jen,
because you criticized on the DJV show this week that it was too public and that we had dates set and everybody knew everything. So
yes,
which is it?
Yes. Okay. First of all, Afghanistan has many layers, right? And yes, it was obviously very well known because
Trump's
came out and made
May 1st.
I'll finish. He made a bunch of mistakes leading up to it, saying he wanted to get out of 9/11, and then he said August 31st. And yes, he was very public in that respect. But when we withdrew and left behind everyone, he didn't let any of our allies know that, and they have criticized him publicly. Listen to the MP from London this week, who's crying up there, saying that no one knew, they didn't have a chance to get their men out, and that he was insulted that Joe Biden said that the Afghanis were running and cutting bait, basically, because his men died alongside of the Afghanis. I mean, there is
some
no
did. I mean, we know that there were 40,000 Afghanis who left per week in the month of June.
The
so
fact
everyone knew this was.
It's like 7,000 people at the airport right now waiting to be evacuated.
Everybody knew this but Joe Biden. That's the problem.
Right, okay.
He promised us on July 8th that this wasn't going to happen, and here we are. And he's got to be held accountable. I don't know how the military
How are you going to hold him accountable? He's elected as president.
Unless you impeach him,
we start another impeachment process.
Yep.
Good God.
They would have if it were Trump.
A lot of soldiers. Well, Trump brought it on himself. Whether Biden in this circumstance brought it
but
on
But Biden
himself.
Didn't? How? I don't understand. Let's just be fair.
It's more, no, we are being fair. In this circumstance, it is personality versus...
the biggest disaster of our lifetime.
No, it isn't. But it is a disaster. It is not the biggest.
Tell
biggest disaster of my lifetime
COVID,
was Vietnam.
I put COVID frankly. And 9/11 ahead of this.
This is exactly on par with Vietnam or worse.
I don't think it's
a Shanghai moment. The same thing happened. They evacuated people out of helicopters
of the things
in Shanghai. That's what they did
kind
this
of
week.
Find rewarding, in a manner of speaking, is how the soldiers who are there are helping all the women. If you see some of the video and some of the pictures at the Kabul airport that have been posted, actually, we'll talk about this when we get our focus on social media in a few minutes, about soldiers pulling women over the walls at the airport, that sort of thing. Which I don't know
the
right word is refreshing, but at least it's something that brings us around to a focus of the other side of the coin, if you will. And at this point, we all know we all know a lot, but we don't know enough. Maybe that's the way of looking at this. 18 after the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Sunny Money Staycation Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, and 8 p.m. Plus, winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings. August 26th, a houseboat vacation from Bridge Bay at Shasta Lake. Plus, $500 cash and a $1,000 gift card from Costco. September 30th, another $10,000 up for grabs at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world from the DJV show perspective every Monday through Friday. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen get together to talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are up, things that are down, in, out. What is going on and why oftentimes becomes our focus. A lot of things with Afghanistan and COVID being on the top of the list, the things that are trending, as you can see on any of the sites, Twitter, Instagram, some of the pictures that are coming on social media. I guess I wonder about what the rules are. If you're a soldier in uniform and you're taking pictures, are there any rules as to what you can post or not post if you're an active military, active duty military person? Yes, no?
Yeah. Don't you remember the ridiculous story of the guy who took a picture, just a selfie, inside of a submarine, and it was like sending it just for his own personal use and sent it back to his family or something? That mm-hmm. happened probably about 5 or 6, I think maybe even 7 years ago. It was under Obama.
Really?
And he got arrested and put in jail. Because he was treasonous, putting out military secrets or something.
So the clip that I'm looking at shows a soldier lifting a woman over a wall into the airport as the Afghanistan. You can see the picture as much as you can of the roads, as you said, were being blocked. People trying to get to the airport to get on anything that they can to get out of there. So there's that.
And I guess that's the appropriate. What is the appropriate use of social media under the circumstances? Does this help inform us the global rescue effort that's going on? Pictures from all kinds of people who are there. Some of them actually are news media folks too, right?
Yeah. There was a big story about the CNN reporter. She's the international correspondent who, like, had a pretty crazy week. On Sunday, she was wearing a regular shirt. On Monday, she was wearing the full hijab with she had the burqa on. She's completely covered. And then she
is that the one that Ted Cruz mocked for wearing that?
I don't know if he mocked her. I haven't seen what he said. It could have been. It may have been. I don't know. I haven't seen that story. But I know she did get mocked because she was standing with a group of Taliban fighters who were saying death to America. And she said, well, they're chanting death to America, but they seem nice. That was her direct quote. And so then the next day she was attacked. Her and her crew were attacked by Taliban. They shot into the crowd of people who were rushing to them to try to tell their story and ask for help. And the Taliban came up and tried to pistol whip one of her producers. Someone tried to stop them because they were on television, I guess, or he was recording, and they didn't want that out there on the, for the media to see. So it saved him, probably. It saved his life. But
so I'm looking at a tweet from Robert O'Neill, who claims to be the one who killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. He was one of the Navy SEALs.
He is, right.
And so he had posted a tweet suggesting that he was envious of how the Taliban was able to quickly take back the country. Here's the quote exactly.
Did you
see how the Taliban rolled through the streets and took back their country? I know a few dudes who would do the same with me right now.
Because he wants to take back the country because
so he
the
wants
country
a mutiny.
Is,
that's patriotic.
Well, wonderful. I think the problem is that the military has lost. This is what's going to be the long-term problem for Biden, and that is that this has completely cost him, I think, with the military. I have a feeling they're going to keep him away from events so that the military doesn't turn their back on him when he walks by.
Now, there's another thing I saw on Facebook, the guy who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the Capitol. This, I suppose, goes into the whole business of January 6th, number 8, on the countdown. Maybe we'll spend a little time in the next half hour as we get into the COVID situation on the Talk Radio Review.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sorry, we can't talk much about Bachelor in Paradise, although that is trending on
social
media.
Be a happier place.
Yes. It would be a much.
Jen got me sucked into this, so
is
I'm
she
into
really?
It now. Yeah,
uh-oh.
It's a great show.
Right. What about that senior dating show? When's that going to be on? And
well, they're casting for it right now, so
yeah. Senior Bachelor. We
senior
want you
Bachelor.
To do it, Dougie. We're
yeah.
on it.
All right. Here we go. It's the DJ.
What's not a GoFundMe? Oh my gosh, what's the petition site?
Achangelink.org.
Yes, we need to get a petition going for you.
Change.org.
We'll do it.
Really?
We'll do it.
Okay. Social media, a big part of the conversation here. What's going on Twitter? You can follow us at DJV Show. That's where you'll find a list of the things that are on the charts, whether it be DJVShow.com or Talkers.com. The charts are there. Top 10 stories of the week, top 10 the list of people that are most discussed as opposed to disgusting. I wanted, before we left the social media thing, to ask you if you'd seen, ladies, or anybody listening, if you're following this stuff, probably are paying attention to a meme showing about $5 million has been raised for Afghan rescue, started by one guy. Did you see that? He was, I thought it was very interesting. If it's the same guy, he owns a plane, and he wanted to send it. You know, actually,
you can donate your miles. If you have airline miles, there are a lot of organizations that are helping with that because so many people are there at the airport and they don't have money to get out. And so, you know, you can donate your miles for a flight.
One of the things that's also happening, the government has hired every free plane, that is every plane that's not in operation. They're even bringing some planes out of mothballs. It usually takes 3 weeks to get the planes. A lot of planes after COVID, obviously, got grounded. They can only use a plane that can fly 7,000 miles without refueling. I think that's what it is. So that's a 747. That's a 777. That's an Airbus 350. Those are the larger planes that airlines, if they aren't being used, they're being basically commandeered by the government and the charter airlines as well, sending people. This guy has a plane. Actually, Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has sent, I don't know how this could go over, but anyway, that, you know, you've seen that plane, the 767 with the logo all over it, the Patriots logo, sent that over there, and they put the three or four crews on it. They're flying the plane, apparently from Afghanistan to Hawaii or Guam, and then back again. So they just keep, they're, you know, there's an Air Force base in Guam, and there's certainly plenty of places to land in Hawaii if you can get, you know, that far. But getting out of Afghanistan and flying to Guam is about 3.5 or 4 hours. So they can pretty well do that. So they're just shuttling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some of the behind-the-scenes stories that aren't there, but you can follow some of them on the social media. All right, let's get to the other large item in the room, and that is the COVID situation. Number two this week on the countdown. The people who are, I wouldn't want to be Biden. I wouldn't want to be president because no matter what, you're going to be a boob. There are a lot of people criticizing Biden, not just for Afghanistan this week, but for his language on the origins of COVID. And I'd be one of them because it's so obvious what's going on here. A lot of the Asian American groups and civil rights groups are calling on the administration to be careful with their language when talking about the origins of COVID. You know what? Get lost. Those of you who...
These are American citizens, most of whom have never even lived in Asia.
Well, what's that going to do with the Chinese?
They're experiencing so much hate.
Well,
I mean,
but
I have Asian... First of all, they didn't criticize him. This is an anticipatory letter that they sent from 9,000 anti-Asian hate, because of 9,000 anti-Asian hate incidents. And so this group sent him a letter saying, when you release the report, please use specific language like Chinese government and rather than saying Chinese.
Like I've done. That's not the president.
I mean, you've made that mistake plenty of times.
Well, but I don't know if it's a mistake. I mean, at some point in time, the Chinese people have to take responsibility for what's going on in their country. The Chinese people allowed the government to continue to do what it's doing, which is creating... Yeah, allowed. There
how
ways
do you allow
of having,
when you're living
they,
in
how'd they get into power in the first place? There was a revolution in China in 1948, which brought about, through Mao Zedong and all the things that he put together, brought about the Chinese Communist movement as we know it today. The same thing happened. We had a revolution here in 1776 that allowed what happens now to happen. People take action because they are oppressed and they've had enough. And at some point in time, it seems that let's hope that that will happen.
The thing is that a lot of the information is so controlled by the state. And this is why I go, like, probably...
You're talking about the Chinese state or the American state?
Yes, the Chinese
state. It's like blaming North Korean citizens for having a dictatorship.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm saying it's time that there was some encouragement. There's a lot of stuff that can be done. You know, you think it's the first time in America, in American history, we've fomented revolutions all over the world. We've been responsible for overthrowing governments everywhere. So if we're going to do that, why don't we do it with the Chinese? Why don't we help the people that want to overthrow the government there? Anyway,
that is so anti your normal war hawkness. But just to finish the point, the reason I go apoplectic here when I see what's happening with the media is because we're a few breaths away from falling into the trap that that has led to communist parties, very powerful ones like the Chinese Communist Party. The people there, I'm sure, have some access to the outside world, but it's much more limited than we know. And think about what China's doing here, how much money and power they have to try to keep their good name in Hollywood. You know, they don't want to be the bad guys like the Russians. In movies. They are spending
also,
a lot of money to control lots of factions for their image. So if they're doing that here, imagine what they're doing in their
home country. I don't know if you know this, but like it's like Nazi Germany over there. They're broadcasting on their state media that the U.S. Army created COVID. There are people in China who don't even believe that it came from China. How can you have a revolution when you don't have any information?
How do revolutions start anywhere? Somewhere there's a seed that gets planted. I don't know. I'm not here to instruct people.
I think in the meantime, going back
it.
To Americans who are of Asian descent, I think we need to protect our own American brothers and sisters.
Nobody's suggesting that we shouldn't, but I also think there's a little too much sensitivity these days to things like that. The pendulum swung a little bit too far away. We're a little too sensitive to this stuff and
are
getting
away
from.
Because I have Asian American friends who've never been to Asia and are, you know, their grandparents came over here and they've been spit on and told to go back
that's
to where they're from.
Ignorance and stupid.
But that's what's happening to
but
American
citizens
right
now. But that doesn't mean we have
right
to change everything that we do. We need to educate people, I suppose, to a point.
But
the happy medium is the difficulty. That's the difficulty.
I also think with the crime against the Chinese, I think it's real. I think that there's a piece of it. I'm sure there's an uptick. Period.
Absolutely.
new sentence, however. But this is not new, and I think to pretend that this is something that's new is really, it's not being honest, because
how
living
is
in
it
living in California, there have been race wars between blacks and Chinese people for a very long time, since the riots. I mean, you're talking about people killing each other because of bad blood between these two communities, and so I think to say that it's just a bunch of dumb white people out there saying stupid things to Chinese people. It's not really what's happening.
I'm saying ignoramuses. I didn't assign a color to it, but
primarily, I mean, you've had these tensions that have been here forever, and you know, I think to say that it's just COVID is
right.
It's not.
So
no one's saying it's just COVID. And that my only point with this is I agree with this letter that they sent saying please use words, specific, precise language. I don't think that that's an unfair request. This
Nobody's
is a Chinese
saying it
government.
Is.
Well, you said it was.
No, I didn't. I
you
did not
in
say
the beginning
that at
of this.
All.
You did.
Nope, didn't say that at all.
You
I'm
did.
Saying
okay.
that we've
Rewind.
Gone, the pendulum has gone too far. And by the way, one of the things that is a question that ought to be asked is how is it that China still is among the most favored nations when it comes to developing? Supposedly China is still
Not
a developing
most favored nation.
Nations.
They're on what the list of developing nations, which it's done. They're developed. We've now reached
sure
our end goal.
And
the fact
creating,
that they get special treatment because of this.
They're creating havoc all around the globe, and we're sitting here, we are in other countries, trying to figure out how to dig ourselves out of the hole that we created for ourselves by being cheap and greedy. That's basically where that's have a bar. I need to catch my breath.
Hold the fact that a developing nation stays on a list for over 40 years also should be part of the problem, right?
44 past the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the World News Talk Radio. Story list now from Talkers at number 10, from number 10 to number 1, social media. And what's going on, the coverage of things like Cuomo's resignation, people thinking about that, and also what's going on in Afghanistan. Lots of pictures and memes and things from that area. Number 9, immigration reform, the situation on the borders, even though it's sort of got soft-pedaled because of the obvious conversations going on about COVID in Afghanistan, still important for us to be discussing. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the economy and what's going on Wall Street. Number 6, the California recall. Number 5, the hurricanes, the weather. This week, a lot of us experiencing a lot of wild stuff this very weekend, in fact. Number 4, the situation with crime, the police and what's going on with them in certain cities. Education is number 3. COVID's number 2. and Afghanistan is number one. Those are the stories, courtesy of the work done by the research at Talkers Magazine.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts from Talkers Magazine, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican in the Congress, number 10. Nancy Pelosi, number 9. Andrew Cuomo is at number 8. Mike Lindell is at 7. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder. The situation in California is the focus of number 6 on the people list. Dr. Fauci is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor from Texas, 4. DeSantis, who's the governor from Florida, is number 3. Former President Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Now, these are the names that are most discussed. I don't think you wonder sometimes about Trump because there seems to me, in my mind, much more discussion about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott because of what happened this week, and Gavin Newsom as well. So, but anyway, that's a congregant of the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, 46 after, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the News Talk world for this week, the week of August 16th to the 20th. The register clicking on number 6 now. The recall in California, Jennifer is the expert on that. Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom, is it boiled down to that?
Pretty much, yeah. It's been an interesting week. Gavin Newsom's been out feeling, I think he's really feeling the heat. I think they have some internal polling that shows he is scared. And so he's out there. He's been doing a campaign up and down the state in person, showing up in places all over, and sending out messages that if Larry Elder's elected, that Californians will die because he's anti-science.
Oh, what an asinine statement.
That is a crazy summation of Larry Elder's beliefs, but Larry Elder is, you know, I can't even imagine how few people in California, and I know, Jen, you're one of them, but he does not represent the state of California at all.
Neither does Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah, I think he's certainly...
Well, Gavin Newsom's political beliefs are much more aligned with the majority.
I think you'd be surprised these days. A lot of people are pushing back in the realm of freedom, including Hispanics who are supporting this recall. They're driving, actually, the momentum, and they are the majority in California. They're done with being told that they're getting leadership,
again.
And then
they're
not.
There's a reckoning right there. The number of Hispanics living who were not born in this country, who came here legally and illegally, outnumbers white people in California. Not that that's bad.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting, sobering...
No, they're the majority. They're the majority demographic in the state, and they 54% of Hispanics, if you believe the polling, support the recall more than whites, more than blacks, more than Asians, which are the demographic groups that they create when they poll. And it's because, and it's the same thing you saw, as much as, you know, people thought, oh, Trump, he's so bad, he's so racist, he grew Hispanic participation in the election, and they voted for him in higher numbers than most Republican candidates, and it's because of a populist mentality. That's the winning message. And so do they care about the social issues of the Republican Party? Probably not, but they care about the quality of life issues, the economy, the cost of living, the schools, crime, law and order, homelessness. Those are the things that are resonating with California voters that aren't necessarily your typical social political issues, but that are those everyday issues that people just work really hard to get, and they can't under Newsom's leadership, for sure.
It'll be interesting to see how many show up to actually vote.
Well, don't forget, it's also a mail-in, all mail-in. So people can still show up in person to vote on Election Day, but everybody just has a ballot right now. And they did that by design. I'm sure they're thinking the more votes that turn out, the better it is for Gavin Newsom. But I don't see a lot of people rallying to save him, as, you know, in, kind of in comparison to the number of people who want to get him out.
Well, is it a vote for Larry Elder or whomever, or just a vote against Gavin Newsom?
The main question is, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom or not? And then who would be a suitable replacement? So
Larry Elder.
Doug, you don't even know what he believes in. You do not agree
Larry?
With him. Yes. If I sent you a list of his told you every day.
I've voted my friends. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. The DJV OK Overview.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. On the DJV program, as we get to the end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan to join me. I sort of tee him up, and she goes for the stories. The top five items from the world of technology that affect you, starting at number five, and the fix that's ready for one of the recalls at Peloton. So where do we go? Oh, this is pretty expensive stuff.
Peloton treadmills, I mean, a lot of Americans are sitting at home looking at a Peloton treadmill that they haven't been able to use since, you know, May. It's collecting laundry and dust. So they finally have a fix for it, and the good news is there is a fix for it. The bad news is you have to start scheduling your repair appointment because a technician has to actually come to your house and fix the treadmill like where it is. Now the treadmills had, there are 125,000 of these units that are impacted.
Woo.
And so what happened was after 18 incidents of, you know, things like causing minor cuts and bruises on people, even to a child who was killed, it was sucked under the treadmill. So that's where the recall happened, and so, but at least there is a software fix for it now. Peloton treadmills are kind of like the 737 Maxes of the workout world.
And number four, there's a big new air hub facility for Amazon that opened up this week.
Yeah, so your Amazon packages might actually arrive even faster because Amazon has finished building its $1.5 billion air hub. It's located at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, and operations are already underway. So they built this 800,000-square-foot facility. They started it in 2019. It has robots. It has miles of conveyor belts. It has all kinds of really, you know, cool high-tech stuff. And they, you know, essentially Amazon, they purchased 11 planes earlier this year. They've already had over 70, and so they just really want to have their own shipping, and they don't want to have to rely on FedEx or UPS anymore.
I wonder how infrastructure is, as if it's the same as like FedEx, if everybody uses the same stuff, or if they've come up with something really new. Number three on our countdown to the number one story from technology this week is a focus on OpenTable, something that I use quite a bit, frankly. Do you use it
for everything. Yep, OpenTable is the easiest way to book reservations at restaurants. And so they're adding a new feature that will let restaurants tag diners as verified for meeting entry requirements. Now, this really only applies if you are living in a state or a county that has mandated that vaccinated people only are allowed to do indoor dining. So if you do live in one of those places and you want to book a restaurant, you will now start to see these pop up on OpenTable. The good thing is once you're verified and you upload your information about your vaccine status, then you don't have to keep doing it every time you book at the same restaurant. So this is making it easier for the restaurants, and it's making it easier for diners as well. So if you want to sign up for a group, like a restaurant group that has several restaurants in it that you like, then you don't have to redo your information for each restaurant. One entry for the group will do it. It's making it a lot easier, and you know, it's an awkward situation as it is, you know, depending on where you are for indoor dining, to, you know, for people to have to check your status before you enter the dining room. It's awkward, and this is, I think, taking away a little bit of that. As a consumer, you can help the restaurant and help the employees there who probably don't want to have to go through all this rigmarole.
Number two this week, Twitter has launched something new.
Yep, Twitter has announced that they're going to begin testing a new reporting feature for users to flag tweets that contain possible misinformation. So, as we know, Twitter has been very inconsistent, along with Facebook, with taking down posts or flagging things that are misinformation, especially when it comes to COVID. The U.S. Surgeon General's office, which you asked earlier this week what they actually do, they published a report outlining new ways that platforms could counter health misinformation. One of the things is to have everybody helping out. It's not just going to be an algorithm. So if you're on Twitter and you're scrolling through and you see somebody posting something false about whether it's the vaccine safety or COVID itself, you can flag that tweet. It will be sent and put in the same category, essentially. It'll be treated the same way that people who report abusive content. And so then Twitter doesn't automatically take the post down. They will then investigate it. And so they're going to compile all this data to see where they'll be in the next couple of months. And who knows, maybe it'll be a permanent thing.
All right, number one here quickly is a focus on T-Mobile and this data breach.
Yeah, so 47 million people are affected by this data breach, and basically all you can do is go to T-Mobile's site. They are giving 2 free years of monitoring from McAfee, so that's the safest thing you can do.
All right, so there it is, top 5 items in the world of technology, 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Dealing with death. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A woman who lost her child went to the great teacher to ask for help. She asked him if he could bring her child back to life. The teacher simply replied that he would need a mustard seed from a house in which no death had occurred. The woman then went door to door for months, each time encountering others who lost loved ones as well. Eventually, she realized the great teacher's lesson. As painful and as gut-wrenching as it is, death has struck all households. Dealing with death isn't easy. It isn't supposed to be. But one thing is for certain. If you're dealing with death, you're not alone. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Haitians return to earthquake-damaged churches today for services. This as gangs are offering support now to those in need after aid trucks were hijacked.
In Lake High, residents rushed to grab bundles of food, water, and other supplies while armed men stood by. Jimmy Cherizier, a former cop known as Barbecue, heads the G9 Federation of nine gangs and offered a truce to help aid flow. Relief worker Yvonne Alseguer says the supplies they're delivering should last a week.
To help the people that need the food, the water, and the other things. It's the kind of thing that we bring for them.
Meanwhile, some people made it to church in the hard-hit area as the country's Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll to more than 2,200. I'm Julie Walker.
Henri is now a tropical depression crawling over the Northeast and continuing to unleash downpours over a region already saturated by heavy rain. Earlier today, the storm was located about 10 miles southwest of Hartford, Connecticut, was expected to produce heavy rainfall and flooding across areas of New England, New York, New Jersey, and Northeast Pennsylvania through tonight and into early tomorrow. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says even though Henri has been downgraded, people still need to take it seriously.
Don't get complacent. As I said before, Sandy, I see those were not hurricanes either. Because the terrain is so wet, you do have just a 40, 50 a knot gust knocks over trees, and that's why we're watching the power outage situation so carefully.
In Tennessee, at least 22 people are dead and many more missing after record-setting rain caused devastating flooding that swept away homes. Up to 17 inches of rain fell in less than 24 hours, setting a new one-day record for rainfall in the state. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A potential problem for schools this fall.
With more than 600 colleges and universities now requiring proof of COVID-19 inoculations, an online industry has sprung up offering fake vaccine cards. On the dark web, sellers on some websites list COVID-19 vaccine cards, certificates, and passports for sale, some costing close to $500. The easy access to fake documents has set off alarms at some schools, where officials worry that unvaccinated students with forged credentials might cause an outbreak. John Scott reporting.
If you're looking for a job, how about a school bus driver? Faced with a shortage as the school year begins, school districts are offering hiring bonuses, training to get your commercial driver's licenses, even pay increases, all in an effort to attract more drivers. Some districts across the country held big bus, no big deal test driving events this past summer. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Realtors are asking the Supreme Court to block the Biden eviction moratorium.
Groups representing landlords in two states asked the Supreme Court to block President Biden's extension of a moratorium on residential evictions after a federal appeals court allowed the controversial order to stand. The realtor groups say Congress never gave the CDC the staggering amount of power it claims. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reinstated the moratorium on August the 3rd, days after it was slated to expire. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments on the legality of the extension. Patrick Foss reporting.
Born out of necessity during the pandemic, pop-up restaurants started by struggling chefs and owners may have staying power. Consumers continue to embrace the takeout and delivery. Cheaper to operate than regular restaurants because they have less overhead and staffing costs, pop-ups have kept chefs and owners afloat when their dining rooms were closed. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Yes.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let there be no mistake, this is what America's talking about on all the important news talk radio stations around the country. Research done to put this program on the air by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, here with the top 10 stories of the week and the people list as well. Michael, please, let's go.
And away we go. What a week. What a week indeed. At number 10, we have social media bias and privacy issues. We still are talking about the Andrew Cuomo resignation, and that, of course, leads into the Me Too movement. At number 9, immigration reform, race relations, and voter legislation all tied at number 9, all overshadowed this week by bigger stories, which we'll be getting to, but you can be sure they'll be back at the top of the list before long. At number 8, U.S.-China relations tied with January 6 investigation, tied with election fraud. Claims all at number 8. At number 7, the economy, the infrastructure, inflation, and markets activity. At number 6, a California recall election coming up. At number 5, climate change, wildfires, and hurricanes. At number 4, crime, violence, and homelessness, especially in the big cities. At number 3, education crisis, and that ties into number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. Number 1, Afghanistan. And the most talked about people, Kevin McCarthy at 10, Nancy Pelosi at 9, number 8, Andrew Cuomo. Number 7, the pillow pusher, Mike Lindell. At number 6, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. At number 5, we have Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci. Hey Abbott at number 4, Ron DeSantis at number 3, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. And what a week, as I said, crazy week.
You know, somebody sent me a video that I'm going to post on my own Twitter account and my Facebook page, or pages, if you will. And it is a retrospective of where we are now versus where we were when you and I were kids in the Vietnam era. And it's meant to put a positive spin, maybe not even be, that has a negative connotation, but put thoughts in people's heads about what the news media is saying to us. Some people in the news media talking about this is the end of America. This is the worst of times. It's never been as bad as it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this fellow who looks to be about our age, Michael, maybe a little bit younger, who's doing the commentary, asks us to think about what was going on during the 60s, during the Vietnam era, during the time when the Kennedy brothers were shot, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, when the Zodiac Killer was doing his thing, the pipe bomb guy, what was his name? I forget. The pipe bomb. Remember that guy did the pipe bombs?
I don't remember his name, but I know they were various killers.
But yeah, but the whole point of the focus is to get us off of this news media treadmill that has us thinking, and the naive among us who don't know history, haven't studied history, haven't really put things into perspective, haven't grown up yet, I guess, in a manner of speaking, and that goes for some adults who are older, but they haven't grown up yet. They haven't really focused. They don't know from whence they came. So to look at this story list this week, you'd think that the world has gone to hell and we're all right on a train to nowhere. You know that, what's that show that's on TNT, the Snow Train or whatever it is? You ever see that show?
No, I haven't.
Snowpiercer, yeah. There's 3,000 people left on the planet and they're all on this train going to nowhere.
Wow.
That's what, you know, when you hear all of this stuff, it looks like the horror show. And we, as...
Are you saying it's not?
Well, I'm not saying it's not, because it is, but I'm not saying it's the worst of all times. Mm. And then, you know, I was thinking, actually, I put this into perspective, and I wonder what your thoughts are on those who are hoping that the Chinese government is overthrown by the people. And some folks, when I brought that up, have said, oh, no, they've got too much control on the people and their thoughts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I think back to the American Revolution. The British had plenty of claim to our thoughts. You think about the French Revolution. Think about any revolution and how it's come to be. It doesn't necessarily, you know, start with pleasant thoughts. And sometimes it's just people who are pushed too far. And maybe that'll happen in China because the situation are rendering a reckoning with China, it seems to me, is it's number 8 this week on the countdown. The Chinese are responsible for pretty much all of the things above them on the list, with the exception perhaps of the recall. I mean, think about it this way. The Chinese are still considered a developing nation after 40 years. The countries that are on the developing nation list, they get aid from the UN and other countries. They are considered to be, you know, countries that may not have a chance to survive. That kind of stuff that goes unnoticed. I guess I was wondering, because you're fairly close to the people at the Epoch Times, what's the editorial position or maybe the reporting on some of these things from their perspective? Because they take the...
I am in no position to comment on behalf of the Epoch Times. So,
I don't mean on behalf of, just kind of what's there.
I just want to be clear about that.
I
have relationships with newspapers of all political and ethnic ilks.
So, understood.
So I'm not a representative of the Epoch Times, nor do I necessarily endorse all their editorial policies. I got to be clear about that.
Yeah, okay.
But what's interesting about the Epoch Times is that they are run and published by, I guess you'd call them Chinese expats.
Yes.
Who escaped the communist regime in China. And their main function is to have a newspaper around the world and in the United States that exposes the evil doings of the communists in Beijing, and also establish a newspaper that covers other ground as well. And, they've been doing a good job of that in terms of fulfilling that goal. Mm-hmm. But basically, the feeling is that, China is a repressed nation and the cause of a lot of the world's problems. Of course, a lot of people think the United States is part of the world's problems as well. So it's not a clear-cut issue. Mm-hmm. And China and the United States are involved in a symbiotic relationship, a frenemyship, if you will, that is not easily entangled.
Okay, can I now, I want to add something so that it puts things into perspective as you continue here. This week, three things never covered in the mainstream media. Not that it's good or bad, but the perspective here. China gave Boeing the largest order for airplanes that they've ever gotten. Two, the largest amount of corn and soybeans ever purchased by another country. The agreement was made this week for China to buy basically food from us because their people are starving. Number three, in this the whole overview of what's going on, the Chinese have purchased a lot of cars and stuff from America because they don't make cars themselves. Anyway, I thought that the Boeing thing and the food chain thing were very interesting and didn't get any coverage at all. And it actually came to my attention because in that same publication was a list of all of the airlines and airplanes that have been commandeered by the government to go to Kabul and get people out of there. That's kind of where it came from. So it shows you sort of my weird attention and where my focus is sometimes. I just find that stuff fascinating. And it does play on the stage because there are planes that had been mothballed that haven't come back into service yet. A bunch of 747s, 777s, planes that carry a large number of people that the airlines are putting back into business at the behest of the government to get over there. I saw something about Kraft's plane, the 767 that belongs to the Patriots. Now they've flown the plane over there to Kabul, and they're shuttling people from Kabul to Guam. It's about 3.5 or 4 hours, so back and forth, back and forth. They're doing whatever they can to get people out of there. And I don't know how much coverage that's gotten, but
it's like Dunkirk, if you recall.
Yeah,
World War
II
history.
That's a great analogy. Yeah.
Why don't we take a break and get on with this in a little more depth?
Okay, that's a great idea, Michael. Thank you for suggesting that. 16 past the hour. You know, one of the names on the list here of people is, you said something about the pillow pusher, Mike Lindell. I had this conversation this week on the DGV program, and I don't mind having it. Maybe somebody will throw stones at me. The people who would say to me, you shouldn't be advertising my pillow because Lindell is a nutcase. I'm not talking about Lindell. He can be a nutcase. What I'm focused on are the people that work in that factory, hundreds and hundreds of them, good Americans making great American products. That's the focus. If you want to buy American products, and I do, and most of the people listening, if you think about it, how good it is for America to buy things made in America, that's the case with all of the MyPillow products. You can go through the catalog from A to Z. Everything in there is made in America in the plant in Minnesota where hundreds of people work around the clock to make something that's really good for you, for your home, for your family, whether it be the Giza Dream Sheets, whether it be the pillows themselves. Everything is machine washable and dryable. Everything that's there is an asset for Americans. So you, by the way, get great discounts, the towels and the pillow, just everything that's in there. I find it very interesting to look at the product catalog and see all these great things that are competitively priced and made in America of very good quality. So if you want to take advantage of the deals right now using the DJV code, I suggest you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Enter the promo code DJV at checkout and get the discounts on all the MyPillow products made in America. The MyPillow mattress topper, the towel sets, there's so much more in there. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for maximum benefit. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 8/21.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts created by Talkers Magazine. Not really created. The research that's done by Michael and his staff puts together info from talk radio programs and hosts and stations and the listening in that they do around the country, puts the proper spin on the issues of the day. And that's really what we're talking about, the issues of the day that are important to us continuing to grab and hold an audience, frankly. So we were talking about I guess, in a manner of speaking, the relativity of the issues today to perhaps what went on 40, 50, 60 years ago. I was thinking about something John Steinbeck wrote. I've been very philosophical this week, Michael, thinking about how, and you kind of know I come from a place of retrospective thinking. Steinbeck wrote, "What good is warmth without cold to give it sweetness?" And you could apply that to this. What good is all of the uproar if we don't have something at the end of the day that brings us together, in a manner of speaking? We've had that in our history, recent history, and, you know, we're only, what, 3 weeks away from the reworking of September 11th? We're 2 weeks away from Labor Day. And thinking about it, so many people have been saying lately how time is going. Is time going so fast because there's so much going on? Do you think that could be why time goes so fast? Because when you look at all the things that we talk about here, all the stuff going on, it just is nonstop.
Time is really a construct of our brain and our mind to deal with different happenings, with causes and effects. So it actually is true, or at least theoretically true, that the more things that happen, the quicker time seems to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're sitting in a cell in prison in solitary confinement, 5 minutes could be an eternity. But if you're out there in the world and the world is churning around you and things are flying at you and news is breaking and you're doing this and you're doing that and you got a day full of appointments and you have deadlines and pressure, the clock becomes a very fast-moving entity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does. And so as we think about where we are, you and I are age-wise and otherwise what we've accomplished, I just started to mention to you something, the cover of Newsmax magazine, which I know you look at. I look at all of the, I look at Newsmax, I'm Mother Jones, Reason, because I want to get the sort of relativity of all the things that they present from the different points of view, liberal, conservative, libertarian. And there's a picture of Bill Shatner, William Shatner, on the cover of Newsmax. And the story isn't about politics. The story is about people who keep working, who keep themselves going. And Shatner at 90.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an amazing example of people. I was telling, I'm in league with that. I told a story this week about a 92-year-old guy who's still a policeman in a small town in Alabama at 92.
Yeah, and Shatner has proven that one can be obnoxious into his, you know, ninth decade.
And he's right.
And actually, the reason that Shatner is so old is because, you know, he traveled at warp nine,
warp
so
speed
long.
Yeah, for all those
warp
yeah,
speed
right,
so that long that yep. that time yep. moved differently for him than it did for the rest of us. but you're absolutely right. Keeping active, you know what it comes down to, and I know we're going into a break. Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Having purpose yeah. makes life have
purpose.
More meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm defining it with its
right.
own word.
Yeah,
purpose
right.
gives purpose.
Yeah, it certainly does. So we have a purpose for being here, and that is, among other things, not to tell you, I'm not here to tell you what to think or how to think, but I am here hopefully to help you look at things, and how you look at things is pretty much what constructs you, I think, your health, your well-being, all of that stuff. Is tied to the ancillary things of your attitude and your thoughts. It's 28 past the hour, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month. a time to recognize, support, and celebrate Black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 Black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of Black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of Black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in Black communities and working with Black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
Four after the hour now. This is the weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The official countdown, the News Talk world is populated by people and stations who really are, I think for the most part, a cut above the rest when it comes to what's on the radio, maybe on television. You got to have a decent voice and a decent head. I noticed that there we have in the world of radio, the trades, if you'll call them that. I guess every business has its trades. Talkers leads the it's the Bible of the talk radio industry, led by Michael Harrison, So every year they have a list. You have a list. The Hot 100, you call them, the Hot 100 most listened to and most interesting talk radio hosts. And I noticed one of the trades has listed the top 25 talk radio stations. Not that there's any, you know, there's any magic to looking around. But I happened to see the list, and the top of it is KFI in Los Angeles, which I happen to agree is a very, very good talk radio station. The people that are on there have interesting things in their lives that they talk about, interesting points of view. They cover what's going on. And isn't that really what it's all about, Michael, when you get right down to it? When you prepare to do a talk, because a lot of people ask you to do talk radio hosting on various stations around the country. As you prepare to go on the air, how do you focus on what you're going to talk about? And maybe you give us an insight into how people who are on stations like KFI or WSB or whatever stations it may be, how do they prepare and how do they succeed in grabbing the audience and keeping their jobs?
Well, many different ways, because it's fortunately nobody, you know, not everybody does it exactly the same way.
No.
So variety is very important. Credibility, knowing what you're talking about, seeming to have substantial background and information to back up your opinions, because it's an opinion business. Talk radio is not just news, it's opinion. And the trend today is to talk about the hot subjects and to talk about the subjects that your target audience is interested in. Whereas in the old days, it was more about being a unique kind of a creative, original human being and attracting people who were looking for that type of interest, that type of companionship. Today, it's a daily dance of affirmation, telling people what they want to hear.
What an interesting phrase, a daily dance of affirmation. It's kind of like in the music business, if you like listening to the 80s, there are stations for that. Is that what you're saying, more or less?
Yeah, as opposed to stations that play for you what they think you'll find interesting that you don't know about. You know, that, like I said to you before, you know, how do you know that? You know, when you said something about certain
airplanes.
Stories not getting covered.
Yeah.
And so they call it music discovery, where people discover new music by listening to presenters, DJs, music directors, and stations that are bringing new product to them, and then they go, oh. Whereas most radio today that plays music carefully selected for what they think the people want to hear.
Mm.
As a result, the progress of music in general has slowed down. We don't have a rapid evolution anymore with new things. I mean, we're still talking
like when
about,
you were
basically
a jock creating interest, bringing new music. I never was that sort of a jock. I just played the hits. I didn't create hits. I played the hits.
We created. I was part of the creating hits. And one of the things that back in my music radio days, which is many decades ago, we considered whether we were doing our job and working, how many records we listened to every week.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the homework, just like part of the homework of being a talk show host, is to read and to follow the details and the facts and the opinions of the news events. Back in those days, it was there were new albums coming out every week. A stack of them, important ones, by big acts.
Well, but there
and
are
you have to listen
new
to them.
Yeah, but there are, that's an interesting, very compelling statement on who's doing what. When you look around at the number of books being published, whether you read them, the actual book, or you get them on Kindle or wherever you're getting them, see them. One of the hosts, Mark Levin, has written a book called American Marxism. I don't know
number
if you've
one.
Seen that or not.
It's number one on the bestseller list right now.
Right, yeah. But why? I mean, the headline itself, is it? Are you buying the book because the cover has a cross and sickle on it, as if it were, you know, the reference to communism and the title American Marxism, and he makes a clear bead on Joe Biden and the Democrats, and so is that where people need to be? The people who are hosts, do they need to know what Levin is writing and saying in order to fall into the crowd?
Well, they need to know what Levin is writing as an indication of what works in terms of the daily dance of affirmation. I'm not so sure how many people are becoming aware of the communist threat in America by reading Levin. More, this guy is confirming my assertion that the communists are a threat to America.
Well, that's it. Is he confirming or creating? Ben Shapiro
somewhere in the middle there. Somewhere.
Yeah, you think?
That's the rhetorical question. Does the media lead public thinking, or does public thinking lead the media?
Yeah.
It's a dance up and back between the two.
I mentioned Ben Shapiro. How do these people compare, let's say, to Bob Woodward and to other, you know, the people who have written, and Woodward's still around, Woodward and Bernstein. They wrote the story, you know, the expose, they got them going. He's still writing. There are a lot of people who are writing things. I remember having John Bolton on my program, and people said, John Bolton, you're going to have him on? You don't do a real political show. Well, but he was an interesting guy, and I'd said things about him on the air that weren't very complimentary. So I just decided, you know, he should have a fair shake at telling his side of the story. Frankly, it wasn't necessarily about what he was or what he said as much as him having a chance to say his piece. And I don't know if we get mad. Do we need that anymore even? We used to have the equal, what was it they called, the equal time thing. Do we need that? We don't really need that anymore, do we?
Having we don't people... need it as much because there's far more outlets for people to get their say.
Yeah.
But equal time is also a state of mind. It's also an attitude. It comes down to fairness. How fair do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Now, some people who are listeners in this daily dance of affirmation era that we're in will consider somebody who puts a guest on that they disagree with to be betraying the audience. How could you put him on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a betrayal of why we listen to you. We listen to you to tell us what we want to hear.
Yeah. Take him off the air. I've said things on the air, and people will call the station, get that guy off the air. He has no business being on the air. Because I said something that in this circumstance might be, you know, there's all this stuff, the Afghanistani situation is number one this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can get the list every week at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. So Afghanistan is number one, but it splinters out into all kinds of things, including the right blaming the left for the mess. That becomes part of those are the talking points, right? A lot of them anyway. Never mind.
The right and the left are blaming each other for the mess in which they both shared
responsibility.
A role. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Right. I mean, the finger pointing is a disgrace. Yeah. It's a disgrace.
But the stories of the thousands of people who are trying to get on those airplanes, and I made mention of the fact that we're sending every plane we can get our hands on over there to get people out of there. The story of the guy that was in the wheel well and got killed, or the fellow fell off the plane. You know, those are dramas that have nothing to do with the politics. They're just the reality of what's going on. The people that are there have to live with. And I don't think there's any way that we possibly could know what they're really experiencing. Imagine these guys with machetes going up and down the street beheading women. That kind of stuff. How do you even relate to that? It's like a bad movie.
It's a terrible situation.
Yeah.
Terrible situation, and we have been embroiled in terrible situations as a nation when it comes to foreign policy and wars, at least going back to the Vietnam War, and who knows, maybe before that.
Yeah. It's all food for thought, and that's really why talk radio is the oasis that it is in a sea of pretty much media garbage. At least that's the way I look at it, anyhow. It's real media garbage. All right, here's something that isn't, that's not connected to garbage at all. It's connected to you and your body and your health. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that I extol value, virtue, wrapped up in a very healthy way for you to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. Some great stories. You can check out the verified stories from many of their awesome customers by clicking on to toploss.com and then going into the area. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who tell their story about losing 22 inches, losing 135 pounds, keeping the weight off. He was going up and down 40, 45 pounds here, lose it, gain it. You can keep it off. That's the real secret. The love that people have of this product is the fact that it works so well to keep the weight off. Also, it helps you sleep. I saw a testimony from a fellow this week who is extolling, again, using that word, to talk about the appreciation he has for having found this product and using it. And right now, the BOGO sale, buy one, get one free, extends to as many. If you want 100 of these and you pay for them, you get 100 free. That's how it works right now till Labor Day. Go to toploss.com, get the product that really works. Awesome results. And you can mix the liquid or the capsules if you'd like now under the current situation. It's easy for you to do. Lose weight the safe way. Keep it off, please. Prove it to yourself by going to toploss.com. Order some Calitrin. Take it and see if what we're saying isn't true. You'll see the stories of 86% of the people that get on this. They love it because it works. That's the secret. It works. Calitrin. Take the weight off. Keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts from Talkers Magazine, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican in the Congress, number 10. Nancy Pelosi, number 9. Andrew Cuomo is at number 8. Mike Lindell is at 7. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder. The situation in California is the focus of number 6 on the people list. Dr. Fauci is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor from Texas, 4. DeSantis, who's the governor from Florida, is number 3. Former President Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Now, these are the names that are most discussed. I don't think you wonder sometimes about Trump, because there seems to me, in my mind, much more discussion about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott because of what happened this week, and Gavin Newsom as well. So, but anyway, that's a congregant of the people on the list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Story list now from Talkers at number 10, from number 10 to number 1, social media and what's going on, the coverage of things like Cuomo's resignation, people thinking about that, and also what's going on in Afghanistan. Lots of pictures and memes and things from that area. Number 9, immigration reform, the situation on the borders, even though it sort of got soft-pedaled because of the obvious conversations going on about COVID in Afghanistan, still important for us to be discussing. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the economy and what's going on Wall Street. Number 6, the California recall. Number 5, the hurricanes, the weather. This week, a lot of us experiencing a lot of wild stuff this very weekend, in fact. Number 4, the situation with crime, the police and what's going on with them in certain cities. Education is number 3, COVID's number 2, and Afghanistan is number 1. Those are the stories, courtesy of the work done, the research at Talkers Magazine. The MH interview that you can find, Michael Harrison's interview every week, addresses Larry Elder's chances to be governor of California. With whom, Michael?
A fellow by the name of Wayne Avrishow. He's a political insider, not very famous, but very well respected among the media circles. And he's got an objective view of California politics. And we really talk about this whole recall, how it operates. And it's pretty ridiculous when you think about how it operates. It's chaotic. Anybody could become governor.
Yeah.
And a little bit
governor.
Into...
You could be governor, yeah.
You know, and Larry Elder might become governor. So yeah. So we'll see. But it's an interesting look at California. It's losing its mojo, et cetera. MHinterview.com. Thanks, Doug.
Check it out, MHinterview.com. Find it also at Talkers.com, where you can find the list of the charts that we talk about every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's move back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the fabulous lawyer who is an advisor to many when it comes to legal issues. Also teaches law at Bentley University in the Boston area and has a fabulous website dedicated to informing people about scams, and there are plenty of them. With the situation in Haiti, once again, I suppose, Steve, the warning that goes with people looking for, I actually did on the air on the DJV show this week, a list of the top 10 ways that you could help the people in Haiti, and none of them were some of the big conventional scam outfits like the Red Cross. I know that sounds harsh, but that's how I see it. So what kind of scams come out of situations like this, and are there any specifically about Haiti?
Every time there is some kind of natural disaster, it brings out the best and the worst in mankind. The best is, as you alluded to, people want to help. They want to donate. And so that is absolutely terrific. The worst is that you'll find these scammers who will create these phony scam charities, and they'll contact you on the phone. And even if you're on the do not call list, legitimate charities are even allowed to call you, but you don't know who's really calling you. There's also that thing, because you mentioned a really important aspect of it. There are the out-and-out charity scammers. They're fake. They may have names that sound like legitimate charities, but they're all scams, and if you don't vet them out, you're going to end up giving your money to scammers. But as you very rightfully mentioned, there are a lot of so-called legitimate charities, and if you look at how much they're keeping of the money that gets donated for their own salaries and administrative costs compared to what they give to the people in need, you'd be horrified. So there's a great website, and it's called charitynavigator.org. It will not only tell you, if you look up what a charity, if it is a legitimate charity or not, but it will tell you how much of what they collect actually goes toward the real charitable purposes. So you're right. You got to make sure that you're going to deal with a charity that is going to make the most out of your contribution. And just because it's a familiar charity that quote unquote is legitimate doesn't mean it's the best place to give.
No. All right. Let's go to the story list from Talkers, the official countdown list. Number two, COVID and the mandates from a legal perspective. Can you give us, we have a lot of controversy, as you know, about whether to mask or not to mask. Can you make it mandatory? Businesses, yes. The government, no, or what?
It's pretty much yes. You know, this is the kind of thing that is new territory in the sense that the specific use and mandating of masks, we don't have much of a history, fortunately, in this country of that. But just looking at this week in particular, the Texas Supreme Court has okayed mandates, and other courts have done so as well. They've done so in regards to colleges that have mandated. They've done so in regard to professional team, football teams and sporting teams. And it is the kind of thing that, yes, when it comes to it, you know, I was reading this week about there was a proposal made years ago for a kind of matching Statue of Liberty on the West Coast, but this one was going to be called the Statue of Responsibility. And the idea is, yes, freedom is a terrific thing, but the whole idea is we are here to work together, and with freedom comes responsibility. And so asking someone to wear a mask as a way of helping out other people and for a public health measure is something that governments can mandate and people should be willing to do.
Number four is a focus on crime and violence, which we seem to think is at an all-time high. The numbers aren't good, but when you go back to the 60s in America and you compare it to now, I don't know, is it the same? You remember when we were kids, what it was like?
Yeah, and again, you're hitting it right on. You know, reports on crime are newsworthy because they're emotional. However, when you actually look at the statistics, you'll find interesting things is that, you know, violent crime is actually down. There is a slight increase now over, say, the last couple of years, but immigrants commit fewer crimes, and this is from the Justice Department. Violent crime is down. And frankly, if you want to find some real criminals, some of the big corporations with their white-collar crimes and the kind of working conditions and poisons that they put into their working conditions for their workers kill more people than violent crimes do.
There it is, the wrap. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his review of legal items and what to look out for in terms of scams on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden updated the country on his efforts to evacuate Americans and their allies from Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Mr. Biden assured every American who wants to leave the country will be taken out.
In one 24-hour period this weekend, 23 U.S. military flights, including 14 C-17s, 9 C-130 flights, left Kabul carrying 3,900 passengers. We see no reason why this tempo will not be kept up.
Kabul's airport, now one of the only routes out of the country, has seen days of chaos since the Taliban entered the capital August 15th. The Taliban pledged amnesty to those who worked with the U.S., the NATO, and the toppled Afghan government, but many Afghans, though, fear revenge attacks. There have been reports in recent days of the Taliban hunting down their former enemies, and it's unclear if the Taliban leaders are saying one thing and doing another, or if fighters are just taking matters into their own hands. You've noticed because your wallet keeps getting thinner, but prices keep going up. Economist Brian Westbury tells the Salem Radio Network the American economy's not looked this bad since the Carter administration.
The last time, at least in our, you know, in our short lifetimes, that we looked like this was the 1970s, and it's kind of weak policy, and with weak policy also comes weak economic policy.
In June and again in July, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, rose by 5.3% on a year-over-year basis, marking the largest such increase since July of 2008. Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Singapore's President and Prime Minister to kick off her visit to Southeast Asia, where she hopes to focus on strengthening ties with key allies in the region. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
One of the early rock and roll stars has died.
Don Everly, who teamed up with his brother Phil in the 1950s, was 84. The Everly brothers had a long list of hit records on both the top 40 and country charts. Don and Phil also served in the United States Marine Corps, appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show in their dress blues. Phil Everly died in 2014. Jason Walker reporting.
Earlier this week, country singer-songwriter Tom T. Hall passed away. He wrote lyrics for songs like Harper Valley PTA, The Year Clayton Delaney Died, and Watermelon Wine. He was known to family and fans as the storyteller, and his ability to put words to music infused country music with depth and insights to the 1960s and 70s. Tom T. Hall died Friday at home in Franklin, Tennessee, at the age of 85. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Capitol rioters are just like the Taliban, that according to left-wing filmmaker Michael Moore.
Moore said of the Taliban, quote, they're religious nuts, but we've got those here too. Moore added, they also said they are going to operate under Islamic law. That's exactly how a lot of Southern Baptists want it to be here also, unquote. One critic wrote on Twitter, this guy's dangerous. Another detractor responded, he needs to be saved. Another Twitter user added, Jesus who came to save the lost and the sick, please have mercy on him. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sunday birthdays include broadcast journalist Morton Dean, who turned 86, Baseball Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski, 82, Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells turned 80, writer-producer David Chase, Sopranos fame, 76, actor Cindy Williams from Happy Days, 74, and singer Tori Amos, 58. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. This is our weekly get-together, our overview. We'll have a daily get-together on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. The stories from Talkers Magazine. We spend the hour talking with our reference points, some of the things we've talked about during the week on the DJV program. As an ancillary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. So Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. I sometimes go through the stories, the top 10, the list, and also the top 10 people list, and then go back. And I want to spend more time on some of these things, but I know we won't because they aren't at the top of the list. And sometimes the stuff that's at the top of the list, like COVID's been there for a long time, and there have been weeks when there wasn't much new. It just became the same discussion
those
about
were
the same
old
things. Yeah, those were the days. My friend, we thought
days.
They'd never end. Yeah. So anyway, we'll enumerate the stories from the charts for the week of August 16th to the 20th. And let's see where that goes. At number 10, the whole business of social media bias, privacy issues, the kinds of things that come up. The things that we talk about, sometimes maybe we'll take some of these things apart during the trending section later on in this half hour of the program. At number 9, immigration and race relations, you know, all of that. So again, it's a catch-all kind of. China relationships number 8. It's that's got a special place, not in my heart, but in my gut. For most people, they don't seem to be tuned into what really is going on in our relationship with China. Number 7, our economy, taxes, activity on the market. I'm talking about stock market. Number 6, the California recall. Jennifer, we'll spend some time talking about that and where it's going. Climate change, or the focus on the weather, hurricanes. We've got how many hurricanes this week?
3,
I think. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This past week we've had an influence of 3, and through the course of this weekend there'll be more. At number 4, the situation with crime and punishment, sort of violence in our country, continues to escalate. Violence around the world is escalating. People are ticked off, and for good reason. Not that that's the way to handle it, but so much the story of the police officer, the lady in Chicago that got killed. It's just like a bad movie or a bad TV show, Chicago PD, only this was real. Number 3, the situation in our education system. Masking is only one of the issues. We just are falling apart. The education system in this country is so broken. And now people are beginning to realize it as we go back to school, frankly. Number 2, COVID. And number 1 is Afghanistan. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, Nancy Pelosi, Governor Cuomo, Mike Lindell, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder, Dr. Fauci, Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. All right, let's go to the heart of the matter here. Notice that the Truman Project, you know what that is, ladies? The Truman Project, a bunch of people that used to work for the federal government, the National Security Office, a lot of diplomats, that sort of thing. They have urged the president to extend our troop presence in Afghanistan beyond the end of the month to help get the people out of there that are vulnerable. So how many people are we talking about? How many people are coming to America? How many people are going to other countries? And how are other countries handling the immigration status? These people, you know, you saw this the youngster who is on the youth soccer team in Afghanistan, 17 years old, fell off the plane and got killed.
He fell off the plane and got killed because he was so desperate to get out of Afghanistan. Look, keep in mind that whether you thought we should have ever been there or not, that we have been there for 20 years. And with our presence came a stabilizing force that allowed women to reach some of their full potential, not have to cover their face and their hair and their body.
A lot of good that came from it,
And they were able to serve the military. Those women are being assassinated in the streets. I mean, they are... It's insane because you have the Taliban saying, well, we're going to grant amnesty to all these women.
Women
who follow Sharia law, and at the same time, they're killing them. And those are the lucky ones, because the other women are being, if they're young enough, being sold as brides. And if they're old enough, they're being raped and tortured. And there was a story that just came out recently that said that door to door, the Taliban is going door to door looking for anybody that didn't just help Americans, but helped our allies that worked for the military. Many people in Kabul did. That's what they were doing. And they're killing them. And they found
people
who are now,
they're
torturing them.
They're beheading them.
That's right.
They're torturing them, they behead them.
And so we don't have, when the State Department, well, and also what's kind of troubling is that over and over again, you've got a lot of factions within the government pointing at each other, right? You have the executive branch with Joe Biden. You have the Pentagon. You have the State Department. And you have the Department of Defense. They're all kind of like going, and the intel community, that are saying, you know, everybody else screwed this up. But when asked, at all of these departments,
when asked
how many people, how many Americans are there, they don't even know. And they had to eat a lot of crow this week because you had Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin and the State Department spokesperson all coming out at different times saying that the people who are being returned home and evacuated home are not going to have to pay for their return. Well, now it's being revealed because you have to pay to be repatriated. And so now, even though they said that, as people are getting on this plane to escape Afghanistan, they're being asked for promissory notes of $2,000 to actually even get them
out
of Afghanistan.
You lost me on this one. How does this work? Who's asking for the money?
The government.
Our government?
Our government said this week that there would not be, that they would waive the cost of the repatriation fees because of the emergency
repatriation
crisis.
Would assume, the word assumes that they are coming back to
coming
America.
Coming back. They're being evacuated.
America.
Correct.
So these are American citizens who are in Afghanistan. We're trying to get out.
We're continuing to charge them. The State Department is still asking them to sign away $2,000 promissory notes if they want to board the flight to evacuate, if they're lucky enough to get to the airport, because the Taliban has seized the checkpoint and is really not allowing that many people in and out of the airport in Kabul.
Wow.
$2,000. I mean, come
on. But that's been around for a while, because I have family who are American citizens.
Waiving it is appropriate.
That's been around forever. I don't even know who put that into law, but that is not a new thing.
Of course, and under normal circumstances, it's appropriate. But this week they were asked, are they going to have to pay that repatriation fee? And the State Department said, no, we are going to handle those costs. Meanwhile, they're still asking people who are leaving Afghanistan right now to sign promissory notes for $2,000. I mean, this just shows you how ridiculous this effort is.
But the whole thing is a mumble-jumble mess of bad management. That you can easily, no matter what side you're on, you can easily see that. So there's also video this week showing that the Taliban is taking all these vehicles that we left over there and the firearms that we left over there.
Yeah, and you know what we're doing now? We're going to bomb all of our old equipment that we left there. So
they try to take it, yeah.
Well, they already have it.
Well, I've seen the images of it. It's in a big parking lot.
The American taxpayers paid for thousands of armored vehicles, 40 planes, the intelligence informational stuff that's there. So that's, you know, they're going to blow up everything. This is great for the military-industrial complex. Fabulous for them.
The thing that I have to look into this more, but this is not just all U.S. given equipment. This is all of our allies too. So who are we to bomb their stuff as well? I don't know.
It's not in our ownership anymore, and our allies already are ticked because Biden didn't talk to them at all. He finally talked to Boris Johnson, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday evening of this week. That's one of the criticisms, is that it was later than that, actually, because it was after he spoke and he got a lot of heat because he made the decision, he gets everybody out, he does it in a terrible way, he never consulted our allies. And what did he run on? He ran on unifying. He ran on being the adult in the room.
But this was a publicly known plan, because you also criticized
it.
Yes, it was, Jen, because you criticized him on the DJV show this week that it was too public and that we had dates set and everybody knew everything. So which is it?
Yes. Okay. First of all, Afghanistan has many layers, right? And yes, it was obviously very well known because
Trump
came out and made
it May 1st.
I'll finish. He made a bunch of mistakes leading up to it, saying he wanted to get out of 9/11, and then he said August 31st. And yes, he was very public in that respect. But when we withdrew and left behind everyone, he didn't let any of our allies know that, and they have criticized him publicly. Listen to the MP from London this week, who's crying up there, saying that no one knew, they didn't have a chance to get their men out, and that he was insulted that Joe Biden said that the Afghanis were running and cutting bait, basically, because his men died alongside of the Afghanis. I mean, there is
some
no
did.
Defending.
I mean, we know that there were 40,000 Afghanis who left per week in the month of June.
The
so
fact
everyone knew this was.
It's like 7,000 people at the airport right now waiting to be evacuated.
Everybody knew this but Joe Biden. That's the problem. He promised us on July 8th that this wasn't going to happen, and here we are. And he's got to be held accountable. I don't know how the military looks at
him. How are you going to hold him accountable? He's elected his president.
He and the people around him
impeach him. We start another impeachment process.
Yep.
Good God.
They would have if it were Trump.
A lot of soldiers. Well, Trump brought it on himself. Whether Biden in this circumstance brought it
but
on
But Biden
himself.
Didn't? How? I don't understand. Let's just be fair.
It's more. No, we are being fair. In this circumstance, it is personality versus.
The biggest disaster
versus,
of our lifetime.
No, it isn't. But it is a disaster. It is not the biggest disaster of my lifetime
COVID.
Was Vietnam.
I put COVID and 9/11 ahead of this.
But see, this is worse than, I mean, this is exactly on par with Vietnam or worse.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's a Shanghai moment.
I don't think so.
The same thing happened. They evacuated people out of helicopters in Shanghai.
One of the things that I kind of find rewarding, in a manner of speaking, is how the soldiers who are there are helping all the women. If you see some of the video and some of the pictures at the Kabul airport that have been posted, actually, we'll talk about this when we get our focus on social media in a few minutes, about soldiers pulling women over the walls at the airport, that sort of thing. Which I don't know
the
right word is refreshing, but at least it's something that brings us around to a focus of the other side of the coin, if you will. And at this point, we all know kind of we all know a lot, but we don't know enough. Maybe that's the way of looking at this. 18 after the hour. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world from the DJV show perspective every Monday through Friday. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen get together to talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are up, things that are down, in, out. What is going on and why oftentimes becomes our focus. A lot of things with Afghanistan and COVID being on the top of the list, the things that are trending, as you can see on any of the sites, Twitter, Instagram, some of the pictures that are coming on social media. I guess I wonder about what the rules are. If you're a soldier in uniform and you're taking pictures, are there any rules as to what you can post or not post if you're an active military, active duty military person? Yes, no?
Yeah, don't you remember the ridiculous story of the guy who took a picture, just a selfie, inside of a submarine, and it was like sending it just for his own personal use and sent it back to his family or something? That happened probably about 5 or 6, I think maybe even 7 years ago. It was under Obama,
really?
And he got arrested and put in jail. Because he was treasonous, putting out military secrets or something.
So the clip that I'm looking at shows a soldier lifting a woman over a wall into the airport as the Afghanistan. You can see the picture as much as you can of the roads, as you said, were being blocked. People trying to get to the airport to get on anything that they can to get out of there. So there's that. And I guess that's the appropriate. What is the appropriate use of social media under the circumstances? Does this help inform us, the global rescue effort that's going on, pictures from all kinds of people who are there? Some of them actually are news media folks, too, right?
Yeah. There was a big story about the CNN reporter. She's the international correspondent who, like, had a pretty crazy week. On Sunday, she was wearing a regular shirt. On Monday, she was wearing the full hijab with she had the burqa on. She's completely covered. And then she
was. Is that the one that Ted Cruz mocked for wearing that?
I don't know if he mocked her. I haven't seen what he said. It could have been. It may have been. I don't know. I haven't seen that story. But I know she did get mocked because she was standing with a group of Taliban fighters who were saying death to America. And she said, well, they're chanting death to America, but they seem nice. That was her direct quote. And so then the next day she was attacked. Her and her crew were attacked by Taliban. They shot into the crowd of people who were rushing to them to try to tell their story and ask for help. And the Taliban came up and tried to pistol whip one of her producers. Mm-hmm. Someone tried to stop them because they were on television, I guess, or he was recording, and they didn't want that out there for the media to see. So it saved him, probably. It saved his life. But
so I'm looking at a tweet from Robert O'Neill, who claims to be the one who killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. He was one of the Navy SEALs.
He is, right.
And so he had posted a tweet suggesting that he was envious of how the Taliban was able to quickly take back the country. Here's the quote exactly.
Did you
see how the Taliban rolled through the streets and took back their country? I know a few dudes who would do the same with me right now.
Because he wants a mutiny.
That's patriotic.
Well, wonderful. I think the problem is that the military has lost. This is what's going to be the long-term problem for Biden, and that is that this has completely cost him, I think, with the military. I have a feeling they're going to keep him away from events so that the military doesn't turn their back on him when he walks by.
Now, there's another thing I saw on Facebook, a guy who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the Capitol. This, I suppose, goes into the whole business of January 6th, number 8, on the countdown. Maybe we'll spend a little time in the next half hour as we also get into the COVID situation on the Talk Radio Review.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, free premium delivery ends Monday.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sorry, we can't talk much about Bachelor in Paradise, although that is trending on
social media. It'd be a happier place. Yes.
It would be a much.
Jen got me sucked into this, so
yes,
I'm into
really.
It now. Yeah,
uh-oh.
It's a great show.
All right. What about that senior dating show? When's that going to be on?
And well, they're casting for it right now, so
yeah. Senior Bachelor. We
senior
want you
bachelor.
To do it, Dougie. We're
yeah.
on it.
All right. Here we go. It's the DJ.
What's not a GoFundMe? Oh, my gosh. What's the petition site?
Change.org.
Yes, we need to get a petition going for you.
Change.org.
We'll do it.
Really?
We'll do it.
Okay. Social media, big part of the conversation here. What's going on Twitter? You can follow us at DJV Show. That's where you'll find a list of the things that are on the charts, whether it be DJVShow.com or Talkers.com. The charts are there. Top 10 stories of the week. Top 10, the list of people that are most discussed as opposed to disgusting. I wanted, before we left the social media thing, to ask you if you'd seen, ladies, or anybody listening, if you're following this stuff, probably are paying attention to a meme showing about $5 million has been raised for Afghan rescue, started by one guy. Did you see that? He was, I thought it was very interesting. If it's the same guy, he owns a plane, and he wanted to send it. You know, actually,
you can donate your miles. If you have airline miles, there are a lot of organizations that are helping with that because so many people are there at the airport and they don't have money to get out. And so, you know, you can donate your miles for a flight.
One of the things that's also happening, the government has hired every free plane, that is every plane that's not in operation. They're even bringing some planes out of mothballs. It usually takes 3 weeks to get the planes. A lot of planes after COVID, obviously, got grounded. They can only use a plane that can fly 7,000 miles without refueling. I think that's what it is. So that's a 747. That's a 777. That's an Airbus 350. Those are the larger planes that airlines, if they are being used, they're being basically commandeered by the government and the charter airlines as well, as sending people. This guy has a plane. Actually, Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has sent. I don't know how this could go over, but anyway, you know, you've seen that plane, the 767 with the logo all over it, the mm-hmm. Patriots logo, sent that over there, and they put the three or four crews on it. They're flying the plane, apparently from Afghanistan to Hawaii or Guam, and then back again. So they just keep, there's an Air Force base in Guam, and there's certainly plenty of places to land in Hawaii if you can get, you know, that far, but getting out of Afghanistan and flying to Guam is about 3.5 or 4 hours. So they can pretty well do that. So they're just shuttling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some of the behind-the-scenes stories that aren't there, but you can follow some of them on the social media. All right, let's get to the other large item in the room, and that is the COVID situation. Number two this week on the countdown. The people who are, I wouldn't want to be Biden. I wouldn't want to be president because no matter what, you're going to be a boob. There are a lot of people criticizing Biden, not just for Afghanistan this week, but for his language on the origins of COVID. And I'd be one of them because it's so obvious what's going on here. A lot of the Asian American groups and civil rights groups are calling on the administration to be careful with their language when talking about the origins of COVID. You know what? Get lost. Those of you who...
These are American citizens, most of whom have never even lived in Asia.
Well, what's that going to do with the Chinese?
They're experiencing so much hate.
Well,
I mean,
but that's
I have
not
Asian,
Biden's
I have Asian,
doing.
First of all, they didn't criticize him. This is an anticipatory letter that they sent from 9,000 anti-Asian hate, because of 9,000 anti-Asian hate incidents. And so this group sent him a letter saying, when you release the report, please use specific language like Chinese government and rather than saying Chinese.
Yeah, I know, but you're not the president.
I mean, you've made that mistake plenty of times.
I have. Well, but I don't know if it's a mistake. I mean, at some point in time, the Chinese people have to take responsibility for what's going on in their country. It's their country. Just like we have
COVID.
To take the Chinese people allowed the government to continue to do what it's doing, which is creating. How do you allow when you're living in a dictatorship? How'd they get into power in the first place? There was a revolution in China in 1948, which brought about, through Mao Zedong and all the things that he put together, brought about the Chinese Communist movement as we know it today. The same thing happened. We had a revolution here in 1776 that allowed what happens now to happen. People take action because they are oppressed and they've had enough. And at some point in time, it seems that let's hope that will happen.
The thing is that a lot of the information is so controlled by the state. And this is why I go, like, probably...
You're talking about the Chinese state or the American state?
Yes, the Chinese state.
It's like blaming North Korean citizens for having a dictator.
I'm not blaming anybody.
I'm saying it's time that there was some encouragement.
There's a lot of stuff that can be done. You know, you think it's the first time... In America, in American history, we've fomented revolutions all over the world. We've been responsible for overthrowing governments everywhere. So if we're going to do that, why don't we do it with the Chinese? Why don't we help the people that want to overthrow the government there? Anyway,
that is so anti your normal war hawkness. But just to finish up the point, the reason I go apoplectic here when I see what's happening with the media is because we're a few breaths away from falling into the trap that that has led to communist parties, very powerful ones like the Chinese Communist Party. The people there, I'm sure, have some access to the outside world, but it's much more limited than we know. And think about what China's doing here, how much money and power they have to try to keep their good name in Hollywood. You know, they don't want to be the bad guys like the Russians. In movies. They are spending a lot of money to control lots of factions for their image. So if they're doing that here, imagine what they're doing
in their home country. I don't know if you know this, but like it's like Nazi Germany over there. They're broadcasting on their state media that the U.S. Army created COVID. There are people in China who don't even believe that it came from China. How can you have a revolution when you don't have any information?
How did revolutions start anywhere? Somewhere there's a seed that gets planted. I don't know. I'm not here to instruct people.
I think in the meantime, going back to Americans who are of Asian descent, I think we need to protect our own American brothers and sisters.
Nobody's suggesting that we shouldn't, but I also think there's a little too much sensitivity these days to things like that. The pendulum swung a little bit too far away. We're a little too sensitive to this stuff and are getting
away
from.
Because I have Asian American friends who've never been to Asia and are, you know, their grandparents came over here and they've been spit on and told to go back
to
where they're from.
That's ignorance and stupid.
But that's what's happening to American citizens
right now. But that doesn't mean we have to change everything that we do. We need to educate people, I suppose, to a point.
But finding the happy medium
is the difficulty. That's the difficulty.
I also think with the crime against the Chinese, I think it's real. I think that there's a piece of it. I'm sure there's an uptick. Period.
New
sentence, however. But this is not new, and I think to pretend that this is something that's new is really, it's not being honest, because living in California, there have been race wars between blacks and Chinese people for a very long time.
Since
the riots. I mean, you're talking about people killing each other because of bad blood between these two communities. And so I think to say that it's just a bunch of dumb white people out there saying stupid things to Chinese people, it's not
There's
really what's happening.
I'm saying ignoramuses. I didn't assign a color to it, but
primarily, I mean, you've had these tensions that have been here forever, and you know, I think to say that it's just COVID is
true. Right. It's not. No one's saying it's just COVID. And that my only point with this is I agree with this letter that they sent saying, please use words, specific, precise language. I don't think that that's an unfair request.
Nobody's saying it is.
Well, you said it was.
No, I didn't.
I did not say that at all. You did.
You didn't say that at all.
I'm saying
the pendulum has gone too far. And by the way, One of the things that is a question that ought to be asked is how is it that China still is among the most favored nations when it comes to developing, where supposedly China is still
not
a developing nation.
Nations. They're on the list of developing nations, which it's done. They're developed. We've now
reached our
end goal. And the fact
creating,
that they get special treatment because
they're creating havoc all around the globe, and we're sitting here, we are and other countries, trying to figure out how to dig ourselves out of the hole that we created for ourselves by being cheap and greedy. That's basically where that's have a bar. I need to catch my breath.
The fact that a developing nation stays on a list for over 40 years also should be part of the problem, right?
44 past the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the World News Talk Radio. Story list now from Talkers at number 10, from number 10 to number 1, social media and what's going on, the coverage of things like Cuomo's resignation, people thinking about that, and also what's going on in Afghanistan. Lots of pictures and memes and things from that area. Number 9, immigration reform, the situation on the borders, even though it's sort of got soft-pedaled because of the obvious conversations going on about COVID in Afghanistan, still important for us to be discussing. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the economy and what's going on Wall Street. Number 6, the California recall. Number 5, the hurricanes, the weather. This week, a lot of us experiencing a lot of wild stuff this very weekend, in fact. Number 4, the situation with crime, the police and what's going on with them in certain cities. Education is number 3. COVID's number 2. And Afghanistan is number 1. Those are the stories, courtesy of the work done in the research at Talkers Magazine.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number 1 HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks, so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts from Talkers Magazine, published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. On the people list, Kevin McCarthy, the Republican in the Congress, number 10. Nancy Pelosi, number 9. Andrew Cuomo is at number 8. Mike Lindell is at 7. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder. The situation in California is the focus of number 6 on the people list. Dr. Fauci is 5. Greg Abbott, the governor from Texas, 4. DeSantis, who's the governor from Florida, is number 3. Former President Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Now, these are the names that are most discussed. I don't think you wonder sometimes about Trump because there seems to me, in my mind, much more discussion about Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott because of what happened this week, and Gavin Newsom as well. So, but anyway, that's a congregant of the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, 46 after, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the overview of what's going on in the News Talk world for this week, the week of August 16th to the 20th. The register clicking on number 6 now, the recall in California. Jennifer's the expert on that. Larry Elder versus Gavin Newsom, is it boiled down to that?
Pretty much, yeah. It's been an interesting week. Gavin Newsom's been out feeling, I think he's really feeling the heat. I think they have some internal polling that shows he is scared. And so he's out there. He's been doing a campaign up and down the state, in person, showing up in places all over, and sending out messages that if Larry Elder's elected, that Californians will die because he's anti-science.
Oh, what an asinine statement.
Okay, so that is a crazy summation of Larry Elder's beliefs, but Larry Elder is, you know, I can't even imagine how few people in California, and I know, Jen, you're one of them, but he does not represent the state of California at all.
Neither does Gavin Newsom.
Oh, yeah, I think he certainly
Gavin Newsom's political beliefs are much more aligned with the majority.
Yeah, I
think you'd be surprised these days. A lot of people are pushing back in the realm of freedom, including Hispanics who are supporting this recall. They're driving, actually, the momentum, and they are the majority in California. They're done with being told that they're
getting
leadership.
Again.
And then they're
not. There's a reckoning right there. The number of Hispanics living who were not born in this country, who came here legally and illegally, outnumbers white people in California. Not that that's bad.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting, sobering.
No, they're the majority. They're the majority demographic in the state, and they 54% of Hispanics, if you believe the polling, support the recall more than whites, more than blacks, more than Asians, which are the demographic groups that they create when they poll. And it's because, and it's the same thing you saw. As much as you know, people thought, "Oh, Trump, he's so bad, he's so racist," he grew Hispanic participation in the election, and they voted for him in higher numbers than most Republican candidates. And it's because of a populist mentality. That's the winning message. And so, do they care about the social issues of the Republican Party? Probably not, but they care about the quality of life issues, the economy, the cost of living, the schools, crime, law and order, homelessness. Those are the things that are resonating with California voters that aren't necessarily your typical social political issues, but that are those everyday issues that people just work really hard to get, and they can't under Newsom's leadership, for sure.
Mm. It'll be interesting to see how many show up to actually vote.
Well, don't forget it's also a mail-in, all mail-in. So people can still show up in person to vote on Election Day, but everybody just has a ballot right now. And they did that by design. I'm sure they're thinking the more votes that turn out, the better it is for Gavin Newsom. But I don't see a lot of people rallying to save him as, you know, in comparison to the number of people who want to get him out.
Well, is it a vote for Larry Elder or whomever, or just a vote against Gavin Newsom?
The main question is, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom or not? And then who would be a suitable replacement? So
Larry Elder.
Doug, you don't even know what he believes in. You do not agree with him. Yes.
Friends. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies. The DJV OK overview.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever wondered about your family history? If only there was a place online where you can search for records and find out the who, what, and when. Ancestry is a website that does just that. Genealogist Leslie Anderson explains how it works.
Well, Ancestry is a family history website that helps you build your family tree and find historical records online. Through these record collections, and we've got censuses, immigration records, military records, find a gravestone,
newspaper clippings.
Yeah, newspaper clippings. You're going to find those types of historical records, and you can discover through the documents related to your relatives. So that can really help fill in the gaps and piece together incredible stories about your family's history.
And there's even a DNA test you can do to find out more. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the DJV program. As we get to the end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan to join me. I sort of tee him up and she goes for the stories. The top five items from the world of technology that affect you, starting at number five, and the fix that's ready for one of the recalls at Peloton. So where do we go? Oh, this is pretty expensive stuff.
Peloton treadmills, I mean, a lot of Americans are sitting at home looking at a Peloton treadmill that they haven't been able to use since, you know, May. It's collecting laundry and dust. So they finally have a fix for it, and the good news is there is a fix for it. The bad news is you have to start scheduling your repair appointment because a technician has to actually come to your house and fix the treadmill like where it is. Now the treadmills had, there are 125,000 of these units that are impacted. Woo. And so what happened was after 18 incidents of, you know, things like causing minor cuts and bruises on people, even to a child who was killed, it was sucked under the treadmill. So that's where the recall happened. And so, but at least there is a software fix for it now. Peloton treadmills are kind of like the 737 Maxes of the workout world.
And number four, there's a big new air hub facility for Amazon that opened up this week.
Yeah, so your Amazon packages might actually arrive even faster because Amazon has finished building its $1.5 billion air hub. It's located at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, and operations are already underway. So they built this 800,000-square-foot facility. They started it in 2019. It has robots. It has miles of conveyor belts. It has all kinds of really, you know, cool high-tech stuff. And they purchased 11 planes earlier this year. They've already had over 70, and so they just really want to have their own shipping, and they don't want to have to rely on FedEx or UPS anymore.
I wonder how the infrastructure is, as if it's the same as like FedEx, everybody uses the same stuff, or if they've come up with something really new. Number three on our countdown to the number one story from technology this week is a focus on Open Table, something that I use quite a bit, frankly. You? Do you use
it? Yes, I use it for everything. Yep, Open Table is the easiest way to book reservations at restaurants. And so they're adding a new feature that will let restaurants tag diners as verified for meeting entry requirements. Now, this really only applies if you are living in a state or a county that has mandated that vaccinated people only are allowed to do indoor dining. So if you do live in one of those places and you want to book a restaurant, you will now start to see these pop up on OpenTable. The good thing is once you're verified and you upload your information about your vaccine status, then you don't have to keep doing it every time you book at the same restaurant. So this is making it easier for the restaurants, and it's making it easier for diners as well. So if you want to sign up for a group, a restaurant group that has several restaurants in it that you like, then you don't have to redo your information for each restaurant. One entry for the group will do it. It's making it a lot easier, and you know, it's an awkward situation as it is, you know, depending on where you are for indoor dining to, you know, for people to have to check your status before you enter the dining room. It's awkward, and this is, I think, taking away a little bit of that. As a consumer, you can help the restaurant and help the employees there who probably don't want to have to go through all this rigmarole.
Number two this week, Twitter has launched something new.
Yep, Twitter has announced that they're going to begin testing a new reporting feature for users to flag tweets that contain possible misinformation. So, as we know, Twitter has been very inconsistent, along with Facebook, with taking down posts or flagging things that are misinformation, especially when it comes to COVID. The U.S. Surgeon General's office, which you asked earlier this week what they actually do, they published a report outlining new ways that platforms could counter health misinformation. One of the things is to have everybody helping out. It's not just going to be an algorithm. So if you're on Twitter and you're scrolling through and you see somebody posting something false about whether it's the vaccine safety or COVID itself, you can flag that tweet. It will be sent and put in the same category, essentially. It'll be treated the same way that people who report abusive content. And so then Twitter doesn't automatically take the post down. They will then investigate it. And so they're going to compile all this data to see where they'll be in the next couple of months. And who knows, maybe it'll be a permanent thing.
All right, number one here, quickly, is a focus on T-Mobile and this data breach.
Yeah, so 47 million people are affected by this data breach, and basically all you can do is go to T-Mobile's site. They are giving 2 free years of monitoring from McAfee, so that's the safest thing you can do.
All right, so there it is, top five items in the world of technology, 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Dealing with death. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A woman who lost her child went to the great teacher to ask for help. She asked him if he could bring her child back to life. The teacher simply replied that he would need a mustard seed from a house in which no death had occurred. The woman then went door to door for months, each time encountering others who lost loved ones as well. Eventually, she realized the great teacher's lesson. As painful and as gut-wrenching as it is, death has struck all households. Dealing with death isn't easy. It isn't supposed to be. But one thing is for certain. If you're dealing with death, you're not alone. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. The storm system Henri brought heavy winds and rain to the northeast U.S. Sunday as it began pummeling the New England coast. Rains led to inland flooding in areas as far southwest as central New Jersey. Henri was a hurricane at one point, then became a tropical storm when it made landfall in Rhode Island. Now it's just a depression, but still packing enough heavy rain and expected to stall over the New York-Connecticut border overnight, turning back toward the Atlantic Ocean on Monday. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says, though, they're still concerned about power outages.
First and foremost, we're getting the power back on. As I said before, we got twice as many crews on the ground as we've ever had before, really prioritizing the densest areas where you have the most outages so we can take care of people there. Secondly, in terms of generators and the such, we've got standby power to back that up.
National Weather Service's Boston office says they had about 75,000 customers without power in Rhode Island, about 20,000 in Connecticut, nearly 6,900 in Massachusetts. As the situation in Afghanistan remains chaotic, U.S. military considering creative ways to get Americans and others into the Kabul airport for evacuation.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes the security threats in the Afghan capital as real, acute, and persistent. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells ABC the U.S. military used helicopters last Thursday to move 169 Americans into Kabul Airport from the grounds of a nearby hotel, the only announced instance of U.S. forces going beyond the airport to get evacuees. In a notice Sunday, the State Department urged people seeking to leave not to come to the airport until they have received specific instructions to do so from the U.S. Embassy's flight organizer. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Omni Wine Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
New York City's homecoming concert Saturday that was intended to celebrate the city overcoming the COVID epidemic was cut short because of bad weather.
More than 60,000 people in New York's Central Park saw LL Cool J perform with Reverend Run, as well as sets by Carlos Santana, Polo G, Earth, Wind & Fire, and Journey. Then, as Barry Manilow was performing, Hurricane Henri showed up.
Due to approaching severe weather, all persons should move.
The crowd was evacuated and the concert canceled. Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, and the Killers did not take the stage. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Birthdays on Monday. Actor Vera Miles turns 91. Actor Barbara Eden, Jeannie, is 90. Singer Rex Allen Jr., 74. Actor Shelley Long from Cheers, 72. Actor-singer Rick Springfield turns 72. Queen Noor of Jordan is 70 on Monday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Country music legend Travis Tritt is railing against promoters for requiring vaccinations for audience members.
The 58-year-old Tritt, famous for such songs as Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares, railed against such vaccine requirements, saying, "I have always been a huge defender of basic human rights and liberty for all. No government, employer, or private entity should ever be allowed to infringe on those rights and liberties." Tritt added, "Use your voice to stand for what is right and against what is wrong. Long live freedom." Patrick Foss reporting.
A cruise ship headed for the Mexican Riviera has set sail from the port of Long Beach Saturday, the first such vessel to depart from California in 17 months. The Carnival Panorama is on a seven-day voyage and will stop in several Mexican ports before returning to Long Beach. The company says its operational protocols exceed CDC recommendations. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of a tax-themed episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. And later we'll have Dane Clark in the brief NBC dramatic program known as Crime and Peter Chambers. At the end of our last show, the McGees, as played by Jim and Marion Jordan, had received an ominous letter from the IRS. And as we resume, they are preparing themselves for the worst. In addition to the Jordans, you'll also hear announcer Harlow Wilcox, Richard LeGrand is oldie, and Bill Thompson is old-timer. It's from February 19th, 1952.
Let's see. Well, this is the last box of deducts, Molly. Almost all sorted.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Heavenly days. You don't throw away a thing, do you? Streetcar transfers, cancel stamps, match covers.
You betcha. Them guys may railroad me to jail, but by George, I'll go down fighting. Here, medical expense, six bills from Doc Gamble.
It's all the same bill, McGee. He sent it to us six times.
That's okay, that's okay. On my tax return, I added them all up and just divided by six. Gotta be businesslike with these tax returns, Molly. You can't kid with anything.
Well, this ought to teach that tax man a lesson because...
Hello, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. Hey, you know anybody at the Income Tax Bureau?
They wrote him this morning to come and see them, Mr. Wilcox, and he's a little worried.
A little worried? I'm as nervous as a mother clam taking her kids past a chowder factory.
Well, I'm sorry I don't know a soul down there, pal. My taxes are all paid up, though. I sent $1,500 off to Washington yesterday.
$1,500, Mr. Wilcox?
No, 1,500 cans of pet milk.
Oh, stop that there. You trying to tell us you paid your income tax with pet milk?
Why, sure, pal. And I can hardly wait to hear from them about it.
Oh, you will, all right.
Think of it, kids. Just picture the scene in the Treasury Department when my payment arrived.
Boy, I'd like to have saw that.
Cases and cases of pet evaporated milk. That good, sweet country milk made double rich by evaporation. Why, anybody'd rather be paid with pet than just with dirty old dollars.
Junior, I have what may be shocking news for you. But I think the tax department sort of has its heart set on money. Old day.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Just compare them, pal. Listen to this. Pet milk made double rich with more than half the water removed by evaporation. Or the dollar, just a piece of paper with more than half the value removed by inflation. See what I mean?
I don't know. I have a growing suspicion that this whole thing is just a sly way.
I'm glad you mentioned growing, Molly, because for growing children, pet milk has everything. All those precious milk minerals that a growing child needs to build strong, straight bones and good, sound teeth.
Yeah, but what about that? What that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When you raise a child on pet milk, you're giving him a big boost toward a healthy, happy life. Oh, and speaking of life, pal.
Yes?
That's probably what they'll give you if you don't get down to that tax office. Goodbye now.
So long, Milo. No more help than the rest of them. Well, back to work. Oh, here, put these receipts in the 1951 file. Mortgage payments on the house.
Why would payments on the house be deductible?
Oh, you can deduct part of it if you use your house for an office.
But you don't.
Didn't you write a letter for me at Christmas time?
Yes.
And don't you sometimes sit on my lap?
Yes.
Well, kiddo, that makes it an office. Next item is repairs on our marble Venus with the clock in her stomach. That's deductible for entertainment.
Entertainment.
Sure. I laugh my head off every time I look at that thing.
Well, I hope Mr. Jones... Come in. Hello, Ole.
Well, hello, Mrs., and you too, McGee.
Oh, hi, Ole. I'm busy on this income tax stuff. They want to see me at the revenue office right away.
Income tax, huh?
Yep.
I don't suppose it's much of a problem for you, though, Ole.
No, pretty soft with all your kids.
I don't know, McGee. Now, you took my littlest kid, little Sven.
Yeah?
For him, the government gives me off $600 a year.
And that's bad?
No, but wait.
Oh?
Since just the first of this year, Sven has fell in 6 mud puddles.
Yeah?
Tore his britches twice on barbed wire fence. Fell out of 3 trees, 2 walnuts, and 1 beeping willow. Doctor bills and new clothes, $85.
Well, the profit's beginning to fade.
Then he tied tin can on the tail of our dog, Jupiter, who gets excited and runs out in the street, tin can, tail and all.
Oh, dear.
And a feller driving a 1942 convertible tries to avoid Jupiter, hits telephone pole, and converts 1942 convertible into 1952 Yonkee. Repair bill, which I paid, $365.
Oh, it's darn near faded.
So far this year, Sven has swallowed a dozen marbles,
yeah,
a penny whistle, a hop-along Cassidy badge, and a little tin alligator, which was surprising the Cracker Yak bar. cost of having Sven pumped out, $70.
Heavenly days.
Then yesterday, he gets hold of my Mrs. Purse, and he swallows 16 cents in small change that ain't been pumped out yet. Total cost of Sven, $520.16, and we got 10 months to go.
That kid's no deduction. He's a liability.
Yes, but I bet Ollie wouldn't take anything for him.
Well, sometimes I would, Mrs. Use anything. Well, good luck with the taxes, McGee. So long, both you fellas.
So long, Ollie.
The King's Men and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Walking, walking, walking up and down. Pounding, pounding, pounding the cement. Far away from home in a big lonesome town. I'm busted, haven't a cent. There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I walk up and down neath the clock. By the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I ain't got a thing left to hawk. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money, cause a whirl round the town was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen. If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
I'm late.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I simply must get 5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, gotta be with my angel again. They've already got such an awful lot of what I used to own, I even tried to hop the phone last night. Now I'm really low, don't know where to go and get a little dough to keep her little halo shining bright. So the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, will just have to give me a 10. On a watch fob or a filling to satisfy this mania, gotta be with my angel, and then I'll feel like a million again.
McGee, the collector's office is just down this hall.
Yeah, you think we brought everything, Molly? I hope I can answer that guy's questions. Don't drop them boxes.
I won't, and stop fretting.
I hope
now.
I can pick out the stuff I need when that Jones starts firing questions at me. Hey, maybe I ought to take a lawyer with me. You want to wait here while I hunt up a lawyer?
No.
And take a
look? Okay. No, McGee. Come on now. Mr. Jones isn't going to have you shot at sunrise.
No.
His letter merely said, oh, hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hello there, kids. Where are you going? No place.
I got a note to see the tax collector. Wants to ask me a few questions, Oldtimer.
Uh-oh. Too bad, Johnny. Sorry, Pop ain't still a tax collector. I could put in a word for you.
Yeah, who'd he collect for, state or federal?
Nope. Papa just freelanced, son. Oh. Work for yourself. Bought him a badge that said collector and worked the small towns, mostly.
Oh.
He done real good, too, Papa did, till the government moved in and ruined him.
Arrest him, did they?
Worse than that, daughter. They started sending out their own collectors, and the competition got too tough. Papa wrote a nasty letter to Congress about the government competing with private industry, but they ignored it.
Well, he's lucky they did. I wish they'd ignore me.
Papa gave them collectors quite a one for their money, though.
He did, eh?
When the feds started asking people for 10%, Papa cut his rates down to 5%.
Really out for business, was he?
Government wanted people to fill out a lot of forms, but Papa told his customers they didn't need to do that if they took off of him. Just drop their taxes in his hat. Very simple.
He must have been.
Well, Papa always claimed competition was a healthy thing for business, too, kids. That proved it, too.
Yeah?
Now Papa retired, the government's got a monopoly on taxes, and just look how the prices went up. Like Bessie was saying to me yesterday, Bessie...
Oh, say, how is Bessie these days?
Oh, just fine, daughter. She's waiting outside for me now. I'm on my way to the license bureau.
No kidding, you're finally going to...
Made up my mind yesterday, Johnny.
Oh, fine.
I says to Bessie... Bessie, I says, if a feller gets to my age, he don't like to be alone anymore.
That's right.
I says, feller needs a companion. Someone to be with him always, Bessie, I says. someone to share his joys and his sorrows.
Yeah. So what did Bessie say?
Johnny, I never seen Bessie so tickled.
Yeah?
Says she'd been wondering what I was going to think of that.
Well, good.
She drove me down here to get the license.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're finally going to get married.
Married? Well, no, daughter, I'm going to get me a bird dog. Those license good. Hey, you don't think Bessie thought I meant... Uh-oh, I better run and explain to her. No, I better just run. Oh, my goodness.
And you think you have trouble, McGee. Well, here's the man's office. Come on.
You sure it's the right office?
Well, it says Bureau of Internal Revenue, C.J. Jones, Deputy Collector.
Look, maybe I ought to run back home and phone for an appointment. Maybe he's...
McGee, the note said at your convenience, didn't it?
Yeah, but... Okay. Just remember, Molly, whatever I done wrong, I done it for my little wife.
You're sweet. I'll write to you every day.
Yes, sir? You'd like to see someone?
Yes, I would, sis. I'd like to see my Uncle Sycamore for a minute. He's 2,000 miles from here, and I'd like to sit on his lap just once more before
hush,
they take
dearie, me... Hush, dearie, hush. Our name is McGee, miss. Mr. Jones sent us a note and said that...
Fibber McGee?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones did wish to see you, sir. Step right in here. Mr. McGee is here, Mr. Jones.
Oh, good.
Now, look, Mr. Jones, I admit I might have made a few simple errors on my tax return. Everybody makes mistakes, but I never cheated, and I can prove it. Whatever I'd done wrong, I can prove that I was just stupid.
Yes, he can. He can get any number of people to swear to that.
Now, I don't know what questions you want to ask me, but go ahead and ask me. You can't send a guy to jail for being stupid.
McGee, I have just one question.
What is it?
Are you the Fibber McGee that went to school in Peoria and sat behind a kid named Chucklehead Jones?
Well, yeah, but what that got to do with my... Oh, my gosh! You! Chucklehead!
Yeah, that's me!
Good old Chucklehead Jones! Glad to see you.
Me too. Sit down.
Oh, thank
you. Remember the time we tied Elsie Bupp's braid to the back of the chair?
Remember the cow we put in Miss Fiditch's office?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how about my tax returns?
Oh, your tax returns are fine.
Huh?
Hey, remember the little girl that used to carry your books home from school all the time? Whatever happened to her?
She carries half boxes full of old tax records for him now. Where is there a wastebasket?
There.
This is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Every so often you'll hear some proud parents say, "Our baby hasn't been sick a day. We sure are lucky." But believe me, that isn't just luck. Usually it means that a good mother is following the advice of a good doctor. And today, more and more baby doctors are recommending evaporated milk, Pet brand. Doctors know that the one food which does most to help a baby grow sturdy and strong is milk. And no milk you can buy is better for babies than Pet evaporated milk. To make sturdy, steady growth, to build strong, straight limbs and sound teeth, a baby needs the minerals of good whole milk combined with just the right proportion of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And that's what a baby gets in Pet milk. In safe, easy-to-digest form. The one lucky thing about it is that parents can buy Pet evaporated milk for less generally than they'd pay for ordinary bottled milk. If you're expecting an addition to the family, ask your doctor about Pet milk, the first evaporated milk, the first food for millions of happy, sturdy babies.
Yeah, and you remember when we put the cap and gown on Atherton's Jenny Mule and drove him to commencement?
Yeah, he sure. The superintendent gave him a diploma and swore he thought it was you.
I remember that. He said he thought he recognized McGee's voice.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that fat kid that got stuck in the culvert and I whittled out a paddle and rented out the seat of his pants to the other guys for a penny a whack?
Yeah.
Who was that kid?
Me.
Boy, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, I wouldn't go through them again for 80 million bucks.
Me either.
Good night.
Good night, all.
A visit to the IRS from February 19, 1952. What a relief to learn that the tax man was just good old Chucklehead Jones. Not positive, but I believe he was voiced by Tyler McVeigh. In addition to radio, McVeigh was a very busy television actor, including multiple appearances on Wagon Train. Well, coming up next on Win Radio was a fellow who worked with McVeigh in a June 1958 episode of that Western series. His name, Dane Clark, and he stars in Crime and Peter Chambers right after this break.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, free premium delivery ends Monday.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now to get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard the comedy of Fibber McGee and Molly, and now we get dramatic. The lead actor in this brief NBC series was born Bernard Zanville, but mostly used the stage name Dane Clark, a moniker, as legend has it, was given to him by Humphrey Bogart. At the time, they were working on the 1943 war picture, Action in the North Atlantic. Like Bogey, Clark had one of those rugged and expressive faces, and his character acting career would span an impressive 50 years. He would be seen in more than 40 motion pictures and over 100 television episodes. In the 1950s, Dane Clark played an attorney in the series Justice and a reporter in the program Wire Service. He also replaced the original radio lead, the previously mentioned Humphrey Bogart, in the brief television version A Bold Venture, working alongside Joan Marshall in place of Lorne Bacall. Here, though, is Clark as Chambers in an episode all about Claire Connolly. It's from August 31st, 1954.
Crime and Peter Chambers. Created by Henry Kane, transcribed and starring as Peter Chambers, Dane Clark.
You're a private eye. That's your business. Anything else?
That's for laughs. You're not an early go-to-bedder, but this night, for a change, you've hit the sack fairly early. You've turned, you've twisted, you've beaten at the pillow, and finally you're firmly entwined with the first of your usual tortured nightmares when...
It's Peter Chambers. Well, all right already. What is it? Must I? Okay, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll get dressed and I'll be there as quickly as possible. Goodbye. Your midnight telephone caller is Miss Claire Connolly, press agent for a nightclub with the unusual name of The Hot Spot. She worried about a small event that took place there maybe a half hour ago, a little thing called murder. Seems that the main attraction at the club, a band leader by name Johnny Silver, probably the most fabulously successful band leader in America, caught up with a slight but deadly dose of lead poisoning. You throw on some clothes and you hot-footed to the hot spot. Claire Connolly is waiting for you outside.
First thing I want you to do, Pete, I want you to look the joint over, just so you know what the setup is.
Well, it should have been looked over plenty by now. Don't you have cops?
Cops? The place is stinking with cops.
She leads you in and you do what she asks you to do. You look. The hot spot on 54th and 5th, a joint that's really jumping, owned by an ex-gangster named George Black, who doesn't have to gangster anymore for a living. This hot spot is doing better legitimately than he can ever do illegitimately. Seems the excitement is over and the suckers are back eating and drinking and having a good time. Claire takes you up to the office and there's nobody there except you and Claire.
Now you've seen the joint.
I've seen it before, honey.
I wanted you to get a good look at the layout.
Like I said, I've seen it before. Dim lighting, a lot of atmosphere, bandstand for Johnny Silver's orchestra, and then the stage for Rita Dupre's dancing group, and then the customers seated around little tables, and upstairs a balcony running all around the joint.
That's where he got it from, the balcony.
Oh. How, what, and when?
Maybe a half, three quarters of an hour ago. Johnny Silver's on stage with his band, doing his latest composition, talking back to the blues. Suddenly there's a shot from the balcony and Johnny keels over, dead.
And the gun?
It was flung down from the balcony. Nobody touched it.
Where is it now?
The cops have it.
And who, perchance, was on the balcony?
No customers, if that's what you mean. This has been a comparatively quiet night. George Black seats nobody up here, not unless the downstairs is overcrowded.
Now, let me see. He gets it from upstairs here, from the balcony. No customers. So it figures for an inside job. Yeah, it's pretty good for this hour of the night, huh?
Good enough, since it's exactly what the police say.
Who's in charge of the shindig?
An old friend of yours, and a good friend of yours, Detective Lieutenant Louis Parker.
Oh, the best, honey, absolutely the best. And now, my sweet, why me?
I beg your pardon?
Well, why pull me out of bed, unless it's sort of to save your own skin?
Oh, we've been friends, Pete. We were very good friends a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Now, we're friends.
Well, it's been established that he was killed by George Black's gun, for which George has a license, of course. The gun was kept in an open drawer, right here upstairs in this office. And I can come and go here as I please.
So, that makes you a suspect?
Not entirely. I know that I was heard to threaten him.
Whom?
Johnny Silver.
When?
Last night.
Where?
Right here, in this office.
By whom?
By Rita Dupre.
Well, let's hear about that.
There's not much to hear. I found out that Johnny had been doing a terrible thing.
To?
Eddie Gale.
Eddie Gale. Oh, used to be a drummer with Johnny's band, his arranger. And then he retired, no?
Yeah. Eddie's always here at the hot spot. He's here tonight. Anyway, when I found out what Johnny had been doing to Eddie, I talked to him. To Johnny, here in his office. I'm Johnny's press agent, too. Uh-huh. Anyway, the upshot of it was an argument. Johnny fired me.
Oh?
But that wasn't all. Suddenly, he made a pass at me. We struggled, and I remember my saying, you ought to be killed. Somebody ought to kill you. Maybe I ought to do it myself.
Well, those are threats, all right. Hey, I'm a real smart detective tonight.
Well, in the heat of excitement, people say things like that without meaning them.
Ain't it the truth?
Anyway, Rita Dupre walked in just then, dressed as usual in that sultry dancing costume of hers. She heard me.
So?
So she'll give the cops an earful, no question.
Well, why? I thought you two were friends.
Not anymore. Not when she saw me tussling with Johnny.
Oh, you mean that Rita Dupre and Johnny Silver... Well, I thought that was a press agent's concoction.
It was. But she began to believe her notices.
Happens?
It's a real cockeyed setup. George Black brought her here from the West Coast because he's nuts about her. He tells me to play up a phony romance between Johnny and Rita for the newspapers. She really starts going for Johnny. And George starts to do a slow burn. And Johnny... Johnny suddenly starts going for me. A real merry-go-round.
And a deadly one.
But I didn't kill him, Pete. Believe me.
Well, what about that Eddie Gale deal? What did he tell you? But right there, you get an interruption. An interruption in tandem. George Black and Detective Lieutenant Louis Parker.
Well, Petey Chambers.
Hi, Louis.
I'll go to my grave and you'll pop up, huh? What are you doing here, Pete?
Business, formal retainer. By Miss Claire Connolly, services to be rendered.
She may need those services. I'd like to talk with you, Miss Connolly. Outside, please.
Certainly, Lieutenant.
So, you're left alone with George Black. George Black. Big, powerful, and slightly sinister.
Well, as long as you're here, pal, you can work for me, too.
Like how?
Like so. There you are, pal. I'll take $500 worth of your services.
And the nature of such services, pal?
Keeping me out of the jam jar.
How far are you in the jam jar?
Now look, my gun killed him. Everybody around here knows I hated his guts.
Because why, Daddy-O?
Because I don't like nobody fiddling with my girl.
Rita Dupre?
Who else?
Everybody always blames a guy rather than a gal.
I get this straight. I don't care about everybody. I care about me. I'm stuck on Rita, so I can't blame her. But that Johnny Silver, I warned him to lay off. It's like telling a fly to lay off molasses.
Oh, excuse me.
Rita, baby, come on in. Come on in, sweetie.
Rita Dupre. Nobody's been stacked like that since Cleopatra. Black hair, black eyes, a patrician nose, glistening red lips, and a costume, wow-wee. It's her dance costume. Red gloves to the elbows, red silk stockings to the hips, and the rest of it all red sequins and briefer than a shrunken bikini.
Beautiful, ain't she?
Yeah, yeah. She always walk around like this in costume?
Yes, I do. It's crazy to keep changing.
Yes, crazy.
My dance group goes on 8 times during the evening.
Rita Dupre, it's Peter Chambers.
Oh, don't bother, George. We're well acquainted.
Oh?
Now, don't start with that jealousy jiggle. I knew her from way back, before she went to the West Coast, before she even met you.
That's true. We've been acquainted for much time.
George Black?
Yeah.
Come on out here. My boys are back in the lab. I want to talk to you about the guns.
Okay, Lieutenant. Okay.
And so, as must happen sooner or later, you and I are alone again.
With me, my love, you can drop that phony French accent.
So?
I knew you when you were Rita Dubberman and you were living in the Bronx.
I am Rita Dupre, and I was born in Paris.
You are Rita Dubberman. You were born in the Bronx.
I'm a French danseuse.
And you're death on wheels to all men, you think. Except I got a hunch to Johnny Silver, who in turn was death on wheels to all women.
The beast.
You can't take it, huh? You know, you had a reputation that way. Thin-skinned and deadly when you're riled up. You can dish it out, but you can't take it. What's the matter? Johnny boy push you around?
I know what you're trying to do, but you're not going to trap me, not me. I did not kill him. Ask about that Claire, how she threatened him.
I know all about that.
So do not try to get funny with me. If so, I speak to Georges. And then they find you in the river and you're wearing a cement zoot suit.
Zoot suits are old-fashioned, Rita.
Georges Black is an old-fashioned man.
We'll be back with more of Crime at Peter Chambers right after this short break.
Love and hate and the Black Sea Rocks and a lunatic's moon at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Insurance investigator Johnny Dollar was a man of contradictions. He was tough but compassionate, sarcastic but thoughtful. You never knew quite what he might do to solve a case, but you always knew he'd get it done.
I know, and you've been selling me that story for the last 12 hours. That's what's held me back, but I've got to have more details.
All right. A friend who's with me, a prospector named Jed Marsh, will meet you here at the Forest Service phone in an hour. He'll be in a green station wagon.
When did you get a hold of a green station wagon?
We haven't yet. We're about to steal it. So long, Lieutenant.
Bob Bailey stars as Dollar for five fascinating five-part serial adventures and a collection of harrowing half-hour tales in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Fatal Matters collection.
What's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
Yeah, no. Wait a minute, Johnny. All right, what do you think you're doing?
Hello.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Fatal Matters, is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Oz listeners can get it today for only $24.98, yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77.
Tomorrow, a lion's den reluctantly opens its door to let a trusting victim step inside. And the victim? Me. Join us, won't you?
Order Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever wondered about your family history? If only there was a place online where you can search for records and find out the who, what, and when. Ancestry is a website that does just that. Genealogist Leslie Anderson explained how it works.
Well, Ancestry is a family history website that helps you build your family tree and find historical records online. Through these record collections, and we've got censuses, immigration records, military records, find a gravestone,
newspaper clips.
Yeah, newspaper clippings. You're going to find those types of historical records, and you can discover through the documents related to your relatives. So that can really help fill in the gaps and piece together incredible stories about your family's history.
And there's even a DNA test you can do to find out more. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Crime and Peter Chambers and the episode Claire Connolly on When Radio Was.
And then you and Parker are sitting in a secluded spot listening to the strains of Johnny Silver's music, without benefit of Johnny Silver, and lapping up some of George Black's scotch on the house.
From the minute after he was shot, practically simultaneously, the gun was thrown from the balcony. One of the waiters saw it coming down. He stood guard over it. Nobody touched it till we arrived.
Now, let me get the picture, Louis. Johnny Silver is on the bandstand playing his dreamy music.
Right.
He gets shot from the balcony, one shot, and he's dead.
True.
Then immediately the gun is flung down, George Black's gun, and a waiter stands guard over it until the cops come.
Very good, Junior. You may take two giant steps. Hmm?
Fingerprints on the gun, Louis?
Nothing. Not a one. Clean as a whistle.
And your suspects?
No customers on the balcony. Strictly an inside job. And only four people had any interest in Johnny Silver.
George, Rita, Claire...
And Eddie Gale.
Yeah, Eddie Gale.
And Pete, guess what's the word on him?
I give up.
Only yesterday, right in this joint, I got this from two different waiters.
Got what?
He was heard to say about Johnny Silver, I'm going to get that bum. I'm going to get him good. That's what he was heard to say.
Are you sure you don't want to drink, Louis?
No, thanks, Pete. Now I'm working. That's what he said. I'm going to get that bum. I'm going to get him good.
Did he have access to George Black's gun?
Oh, they all had access. He kept it in his office in a desk drawer. The drawer was open.
Well, did you question him, this Eddie Gale?
Ah, he's a tough nut to handle. Nervous little guy, he's always half-loaded. Clammed with me, stayed clammed.
You mind if I try?
I wish you would. This one time I really wish you would. You know these musician types better than I do.
Is he around?
Yeah, sure. See, over there.
Where?
Corner table. Oh. Little Eddie Gale, looking like a lost soul.
You meander over and you pull up a chair.
Hi, Shamus. It's a pleasure to have some pleasurable company you I like. Hey, waiter. Drink for my friend here. A couple of drinks for my friend. And a couple of drinks for my friend's friend. That's me.
Eddie Gale, neatly dressed in sharp clothes, his shirt collar long and billowy. Eddie Gale, pale as death, his small wolf smile infinitely sad. Eddie Gale, small, slender, and tense. You get the feeling you're near a high explosive with the fuse going fast.
Well, he finally got it, Johnny Silver. Rather am I glad.
Look, they're pointing the finger at you, pal.
Yeah? Who's pointing the finger at me?
Cops.
Johnny's knockoff?
Well, he got it from George Black's gun.
Oh, that's George Black's headache.
No. Guy wouldn't use his own gun.
Yeah, sure he would if he wanted to as a cover-up. Then he says somebody clipped it out of his desk drawer. That drawer was always open. So was the door to his office.
Well, you see what I mean?
See what you mean? No, I don't get you.
Well, you knew where the gun was. You knew the office door was open and the desk drawer.
Yeah, but...
You knew your way around this club so you can get up to the balcony, plus...
Plus what?
Plus, the cops have a report that only yesterday you said, I'm going to get that bum, and I'm going to get him good.
And now, wait a minute. I was going to shoot lawyers at that bum, not bullets.
Well, for what? Claire mentioned some beef you had against him, but she didn't say what. Is it because he fired you out of the band? Well, that shouldn't be much. Any band would be glad to grab you. You're a great drummer and a great arranger.
Hey, thanks. It ain't that.
Well, you haven't been working.
That's only because I don't want to work. I don't need to, see? I got plenty of scratch, Dad.
Then what's the beef against Johnny Silver?
That bum was a crook.
What did he steal?
You know them songs Johnny's been writing?
Mm-hmm.
Talking Back to the Blues, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Silver, the great new Gershwin, the new Porter, the new Irvin Berlin.
Yeah.
I wrote them.
You wrote them?
Me. I wrote them, every blessed tune.
You're kidding.
Hope to die, Dad. Well, he was a funny kind of crook. Sweet Johnny Silver. He stole my soul, that's what he done. But he give me hot to scratch.
Now, wait a minute. Do that a little slower, Eddie.
Oh, once when I was with the band, see, I wrote a song, and he thought it was great. Look, he says. Look, Eddie boy, he says. It's great. It's groovy. It's got schmaltz. But you gotta have weight to throw around in the music publishing world. And then I got the weight, Eddie boy.
Meaning
he had a friend. Sam August. You know, August Records, August Sheet Music.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyways, he brings the song to Sam August. Says he wrote it. He, Johnny Silver. And Sam publishes. That's how the whole deal started.
All his songs? You mean all the Johnny Silver compositions?
Every blessed one of them. Oh, give me half the profits right in the button, but after a while, that's no good. You know, money doesn't cover it. If you got pride, if you got a soul pushing inside of you, well, you begin to crack up.
I guess so. A person needs recognition.
That's it, Dad. Recognition. That's a word, Dad. What did I get? Bubkiss. That's what I got. Money. Well, after a while, you begin to get sick. So, yesterday we had a showdown. I wanted to, you know what you said, full credit recognition. You know what he told me?
No.
That's just what he said, no. Plus, he said that if I gave him the gate, he'd see to it that I'd never have a song published in this here town. He said I was getting half the loot, so what was I squawking about?
Is that when you threatened him?
Yeah, but with fireworks, not firearms. Lawyers, not bullets. Well... That's my story, Shamus. Me, a wise guy. All of a sudden, I'm a little babe
and
in the woods.
You told all this to Clara?
Sure, I told her, and she went to bat for me. So what does he do? He fires her as a press agent. Then he makes a pass at her. He was getting sick and tired of Rita Dupre. Let me tell you something. That guy was a big nut in that dirty...
We'll be back with more of Crime and Peter Chambers right after this short break.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
And now back to Dean Clark, starring as Peter Chambers, on When Radio Was.
Meanwhile, Parker is working hard, and he's beginning to steam like a cauldron. He puts them over the grill, one after another, until they're sizzling. Rita Dupre.
I did not kill him. Yes, I will admit to a bad temper. I will admit to jealousy. I will admit that he was finished with me, that I was clinging. But I did not kill him.
George Black.
Yeah, it was my gun. Sure, I was plenty sore at that rat. Maybe I would have come around to putting the boots to the guy, but I didn't come around to it, Lieutenant. Somebody did me the favor first. Nobody fiddles around with a chick that belongs to George Black.
Claire Connolly.
Yeah, I threatened him. I said the words, but I didn't mean them literally. That's what I said. I said, somebody ought to kill you, and maybe I ought to do it myself. But I was excited. They were just words. Words!
And Eddie Gale.
Yeah, Dad, I threatened him, but it was fireworks I was going to throw at him, not firearms. Lawyers, court proceedings, attachments, garnishes, you know what I mean. Dad, the works.
Parker's barbecue breaks up and everybody scatters, and when you finally wander into George's office, Rita Dupre is there, seated, gorgeous in her lovely costume, her long legs up on the desk.
If you think you're going to talk to me, talk fast. I'm resting my legs.
Yeah, so I see.
Our last show is going on right away.
Your last show has gone on.
What kind of a crack is that?
No crack, sister, except that you murdered a guy.
Trying to trap me again, are you? You will not succeed.
You trapped yourself, sister. The lieutenant's been a little busy, but as soon as he simmers down, it'll hit him just like it hit me, and then boffo. You're in the can.
And just what hit you?
Four people had a finger on Johnny Silver. You, Eddie Gale, George Black, and Claire Connolly. You, because you hated the guy. He made a punk out of you, tossed you aside like the proverbial dish rag.
Shut up!
Four suspects, but no fingerprints on the gun. And it landed downstairs practically simultaneously with the shooting. Nobody had time to wipe that gun. That's conclusive. Not one single fingerprint. You want to know why?
I think I know
you
why.
You bet your boots you do, because one of the suspects was wearing gloves all the time. It's part of her costume.
Okay. That's all for you, fella.
George Black has slipped in, and Georgie's wearing a gun in his fist. A nasty-looking little automatic.
All right, Shamus. You done your bit. You're through.
Did you know she killed him, George?
I don't know it yet. Did you, baby?
Yes, yes, I killed him.
Why?
Because I loved him. Because he pushed me around. Because he laughed at me. Because when I pleaded with him, he spat at me. He spat in my
honey,
face.
Honey, your French accent's slipping.
Shut up, Shamus. Rita, baby, come here. Now, don't you worry about Sherlock here. Don't worry about nobody, see? I'll get you out of this. You and I, this Cuba, South America, I got contacts, baby. The biggest and the best.
But you got no brains, Georgie. Porgy would make you an accessory. You two would be on the lam for the rest of your lives.
He's right, George.
Rita, Rita, come here. Where are you going?
I want to be honest for once in my life. I don't love you, George. I want you to know that.
Now, look, baby, I know everything. You leave that to me, honey. As long as you like me, just as long as you like me a little bit, that's all.
Well, you're sweet, George, but I can't do this to you.
If you're going to do it, this is the time. When they start making with the romance talk, they're off guard, so you jump.
You.
He missed you, and Rita's down on the floor. And by the time Parker and his boys pile in, Rita's dead. George is standing over her, blubbering. And then it's over, and Parker's talking to you.
That's funny how things work out. She gets it quick and sure instead of waiting for a trial and then getting it from the state anyway. George Black, we've been trying to pin a rap on him for a long time. Now he's pinned the rap on himself. Legal doubleheader. Funny how things work out.
Yeah, Louie, it's funny. It's hilarious. You can just die laughing.
And there you've had Crime and Peter Chambers. Dane Clark was starred as Peter Chambers. Crime and Peter Chambers transcribed was created and written by Henry Kane. Others in the cast were Bill Zuckert, heard as Lieutenant Parker, Rita Lynn as Claire, and Donald Buca as Eddie. It was directed by Fred Way. And this is Fred Collins inviting you to tune in next week, same time, same station, for Dane Clark in Crime and Peter Chambers.
And that was the episode Claire Connolly, which originally played on August 31st of 1954. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier I mentioned that Crime and Peter Chambers actor Dane Clark was a very prolific television actor. He would even play Lieutenant Tragg in an early 1970s attempt to revive a popular courtroom drama. A further hint, Ray Collins was the original Tragg. Bet many of you know this one already. Well, you'll find out the answer here on When Radio Was right after this break.
It's now or never.
Revel in decade of hits, the 60s. A collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why breaking up is hard to do with Neil Sedaka, or what's beyond the sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Check It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I mentioned that Crime and Peter Chambers actor Dane Clark played a police lieutenant named Trag in a brief 1970s television series. Known as the new Perry Mason, it starred Monty Markham in a role made famous by Raymond Burr, with Clark replacing Ray Collins as Trag. Sharon Acker stepped in for Barbara Hale as Della Street. Ah, but recapturing the magic of the original series proved to be hard to do. So it only lasted a single season. Then a decade later, Burr was back as the popular defense attorney with the first of a couple dozen made-for-TV Perry Mason movies. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.